Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Clapboard Radio Show with your host, Long Island Joe, introducing the Northeastern Grudge Racers to the world. With Custom Tees Racing and QuarterMileBrothers.com, the Northeastern Racers now have a platform of their own to talk about issues and races relevant to them. Check out www.clapboard.com for all your grudge racing needs throughout the United States. With no further ado, here's your host, Long Island Joe!
Hey, good evening, everybody. Just happy to be here one more time. I'm a little rushing right now because I got the doctor on the other line. They'll be calling, so I'll be in and out for a little bit. But everybody's been calling me and trying to make sure that the things are going to go on this week, on the 25th. And it's definitely going to be some high-powered guys coming out. I know it's going to be a real, real good one. We got a lot of things going on. I know there's going to be a few people that want to get on the air tonight. Have a couple guys coming from Alabama, Georgia. I'm going to let them talk a little bit so they can tell you what they got. We know the guys, Django is definitely already locked in, and they'll be going against the Philly boys. So, you know, I know it's going to be a good show because anytime I know one of these guys, they're all talking about coming up and looking for runs. And they're getting what they want. I got to say that. So I don't want to talk too much on these guys. I'd rather let them tell you what they got, and we'll go from there. But I'm going to open a mic up right quick so in case they have something to do, but I'm going to open up a mic. 706-9465, your mic's open. 706-9465, your mic's open. All right, I thought that was him in there, but I see I haven't heard him come in. Is that you, Goldie? Well, I'm going to just say it anyhow. So,
yeah, I'm here.
Okay, what's going on? How's everything?
What's going on, if I
know? All right, yeah, all right. How's everything down there?
It's hot down here, man. I hear y'all got I've been hearing Wild Man been telling me for the last few years that y'all got y'all have some real nice shows up there. So,
You'll definitely love it.
Have some fun with y'all boys this year.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? I've been down there where you were, and I've watched a couple of your races. I actually betted on you a couple of times, too, on the car. I've been at the House of Hook, and I watched the Malibu run. I don't know if you remember, but about 4 years ago. And that's when I was looking at the front of the car, and I was like, you had to, like, the weight in the front of the car.
Yeah.
We had a Buick Regal. We were down at the House of Hook that day. And that's when I was watching the car then. That was the Malibu you had then. But what car are you going to be bringing up?
Well, I'm going to bring Goldie, and a good friend of mine, he's going to bring Candy Crush. We're going to come up there and see if we have a little fun with y'all boys.
Oh man! So you want to describe anything about how your car sits, so they know what they got to be in for?
Well, we both G bodies, 29s, no wheelie bars, no wheel. Interesting little action. Anything that's pretty much anything on 29, no wheelie bars. We don't too much care for them turbos, you know.
Okay. All right, we got a couple. That doesn't matter if it's a Mustang? Or you'd rather be a G-Body?
Yeah, we pretty much don't care whether it's a Mustang or not. You know, some of the Mustangs out there sitting on them radios and all that crap, man, they run them unbelievable numbers, really.
Yeah.
But pretty much, we sell almost anything within reason, you know?
Well, I'll tell you what, you know, our hospitality will be out there to you. I can tell you that right now. We'd be glad to see you guys come on up here. I mean, I know that a couple other guys are coming up, you know, Extreme and them, they're coming up. Wild Man, he says he's going to make it up. He's coming with his car. So we got a nice little crowd coming up. Okay, yeah, Tony Vines, yeah, you're right. Tony Vines is coming. So we should have a good, pretty damn good crowd. I know a lot of the guys, they're listening. I see them, they're not pressing the one button. So they just try to figure out who's who. You know how it goes. But you'll definitely, regardless, we'll make sure that you're going to get a run, regardless of somebody before you leave. Like Tony Vines came up here. He was looking for a run. And he'll tell you. That's why he keeps coming. He likes it. You know, we'll get them a run somehow. Chris Tootin came up here one day, and they had a little Mustang. And they ran a truck. And I don't know. Something happened with the Mustang that day. I think they ran twice. And they couldn't get the Mustang quite right, the one they had a nitrous car. And it was just one of those things. I mean, that was the first time the car ever backed up, they said. But they came out there, and they tried to go ahead and run. I got to give them credit. They did their thing. But so we're going to have two G bodies coming up here on nitrous. Now you guys run 8 miles, though, right?
Yes, sir. Eighth of a mile.
Okay. That's what we just got to make sure I can get these guys ready. I mean,
yeah,
I know
I'm a
few guys that,
game,
you know.
So I might leave some of the stipulations out, but, you know, G-Body, 29,
mm-hmm.
Eighth of a mile, Pro Tree. Let's
stock
have some
suspension.
Stock
suspension or not? No, stock suspension.
I'm
stocking. Okay. Okay. All right, that sounds good, man. We definitely gonna welcome you there. I promise you that you will have plenty of time to have it. You have plenty of time. I'll make sure that you will have anything you want when you need it. And like I said, you know, you ain't got to worry about. We have food and everything for you. We gonna feed you and all. We show our hospitality just like you show it to us when we come down there to you. But we're gonna be happy to see you guys come out. I mean, there's gonna be a crowd because. I know you heard of Django's running the Philadelphia boys, you know, the Pink Warrior in them, and they're coming with a few cars. We even got a back half car that we're bringing up there, conventional head, on, I think, 29s also on juice. Then we got tube chassis back half car on motor, conventional head, little deck. He looking to run either way, too. He doesn't care. He's looking for something. And they call him the pizza gangster. He's looking for a run. So we got quite a bit. Then we got, I don't know if Rhodey's coming. We keep hearing stories, but everybody's been waiting to hear him say it. Because Young Stang and them guys are going to be here. So, and like he said, Young Stang would run him again. He wanted to try him again, but I don't know if Rhodey can make it or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
To try him again.
I might try and find out. But what kind of G-bodies y'all got up there, man? Sit pretty much like us, you know, sitting on 29, no wheel bars, carburetor.
We got a couple. What I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to a couple of the guys tonight because I know, you know what's going on. We got something going over here, a little grudge thing going on in Englishtown. And everybody's going out there, you know, this week trying to run their cars. Some of them testing for next Sunday. But then some of them are doing the big money runs out there. So if this one stays together, I think you'll be able to get this G-body there. I think he'll run you. He'll go out there. He'll try you. You know, he don't mind playing around. I can give him credit. He'll go out there. You know. Then we got a couple guys that are willing. If you're interested in a spot in a motor car, they don't mind going to the 8 mile with you, too.
No, so we don't do no spot jobs down south. Let's sit beside and see who's going to turn on the bus.
Okay, y'all just rather run a juice car to juice car, not no motor car.
He can be motor if he want it, but we shooting it, and we going to head up 8 mile Pro Tree.
All right, I like that. I like that. Nothing wrong with that.
That's
I like
him,
it. Man. Yeah. No, but we got a couple. You know, we got a little small block coming up here. Mustang small block on juice. Straight head, you know, stock suspension, stocky yaki. He looking for a little something too to do. Got a few cars. I mean, we'll get you something. Ain't gonna be no problem getting it. There'll be enough people out there that you ain't got to worry about it. And if you need to know who's who, tell me who's the person. I will show you the car, and I'll walk right over there and I'll show you the guy, and we can go from there. If you ask me to go, I'll make sure I find out about it. And set you up with the race. One way or another, we'll get you a race.
Okay, well,
either
way, we're coming up. Because, like I said, our wild man been telling me, oh, man, last two or three years, how much fun, how hospitable y'all guys are. So we're going to come up there and have a good time with y'all. That's all. Regardless.
Okay,
no, but we'd like to get a little racing going on. But if not, hey, we're going to have fun and enjoy.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. You know, doubt. You definitely have fun. I mean, I know the guys from Jersey all coming, guys from Long Island all coming, New York, Staten Island, they'll be in there. You know, we Philly, they'll be there, Maryland, Baltimore, Virginia boys. I mean, ain't no problem getting the run. You're going to get it. And then we got a couple guys. We even got a little Tony in come up here. So you'll definitely have some guys that definitely will be in the house, be ready to race. I mean, there ain't no doubt you'll be able to, we will get you a run.
Appreciate it.
If you need anything, just make sure you holler at me. Say, you know, you need something. Ain't no problem. I'll make sure that I get hold to you.
Okay,
I'll make sure you need, and I don't care what it is. You know, wild man to tell you. Anytime you need something, I don't care what it is. You come on over there. Don't mind. See me or Larry T. We'll make
we'll
sure
it
happens for you. All right.
We'll do it. Appreciate it.
No problem. Anything for you guys. Okay, then I will see you then Sunday. And I'll put it out there because the G-Body's looking for a race on Nitrous, on 29. And they will be ready.
That's right.
On Nitrous. So all you got to do is say Nitrous. It don't matter what it is. They don't care as long as you turn around, you spraying, and they spraying. If you're running motors, it's whatever. It's on you. Right?
But that's it.
That's how you look at it. All right, sounds good. That's all. I'm hoping to see you, Goldie.
Goldie and Kenny.
All right, you take care. Okay.
Hey,
if you want, you can hold on. If I get somebody on here, they might want to lock you in. So
I'm going to hold on for a little bit.
Okay, all right. I see my friend out here, too, Donald. I think that's Donald out there. Donald, that's you out there.
What's up, Joe?
Not much. You hear they're coming from Georgia out here now, right?
I hear them.
Yeah, they're coming from Georgia on the 25th. That's Goldie, and they're ready to do something. They're looking to run on 29 stock suspension G-body.
Nice, man.
And I know
so
a few
nice.
Guys are down there. I know the guys from Virginia, they'll be there. The Chevelle, they'll be out there, that green Chevelle. They stock suspension, you know. That should be a good little run for everybody. That'd be worthwhile watching.
That should be Long Island.
You know?
Is that yeah. Chevelle? The Chevelle, he sits on 29.
Sit on 29.
Big block. Small block.
Big block on 29.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So I'm going to try to see if I can get you some action with that.
Okay.
I'll make sure. I'm going to definitely try to get you. If he gets a call in tonight, I'll make sure he get on here. And if not, when we get off this radio and everything, I'm going to try to get hold to him tomorrow and make sure I can get him up there. We will get you action. You know,
cool.
Matter of fact, I think we might have a G-body for you stock suspension. I don't know if you heard of him, 50 grand.
No.
He'll be there.
Okay.
Okay.
So we'll be there with bells on. You know, we ain't going to be hard to find.
No. I'll make sure that happens. I'll make the race happen. I'll make sure. And both of you guys sit the same, too, on 29. Big block on 29. That'll be a good race. And he don't mind racing, so that's one thing about 50 grand in them, their crew. They got a good crew. They don't mind racing. They have fun. If they lose, they'll come right back, and if they think they can try it again, they're going to try it again. That's one good thing about them. And if you turn around and you lose to them, they don't mind going right back out there and try it again, too. So they ain't the kind of guys that take the money and then run.
Okay, well, it's all in good fun, man. We ain't trying to big bet nobody. You know, we just having fun, betting a little bit of money.
Oh, yeah. Okay, that sounds good. I know, what's his name was supposed to be coming, might be coming up here, Duncan Alaw with the G-Body. He's supposed to try to make it. Lil Tony and him from Chicago, they're going to make it. So, Donye and Bookie, they are actually working on the car. They trying their best. I know Bookie wants to have his little street car he want to bring. And Ground and Pound, they're going to bring one of their cars. I don't know if they're bringing the Malibu, the G-Body or not. So if they get on tonight, I will ask them which car they're bringing. If they're bringing something, maybe we can get that to happen.
Okay.
I'll make sure. We definitely, no problem at all. And I'll see. I'm going to get a couple of these other guys because I know they're sitting here, and I'm going to open up everybody's mics right away, but they can stay on, and if they hear somebody, just jump on. If you can ask them right on the phone here, it's no problem at all. And that's how I look, you know. And I know Donald, I know he might be having a couple races himself, if I'm not mistaken. Donald?
Hey, yeah,
Donald, you on? Yeah, you got. You might have something going brewing too, right? A couple
I
races,
hope so.
Right?
I hope so.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Then I see little Austin. Matter of fact, I think he's over here now. Let me see. You maybe can talk to him. See what I know. He was talking about something. He asked me. I haven't seen too much on the internet, but I just want to make sure. That's you out there, Austin?
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on, Austin? How's everything? This is extreme out here now.
What's going on, Joe?
Nothing much. You heard Goldie and everybody coming up. Wild Man bringing his card. And Tony Bond's coming up. Everybody coming on the 25th. So it's a hot one.
They locked in with anybody or they just coming up? To find something. They locked in with anybody or they coming up to find a race?
No. They might lock in later on tonight. We'll find out. People are. I'm just letting them. No, so our people didn't know they were coming up. So now they know. Now they can go and tell everybody. Look, they're coming. They're looking for something. They're looking to run, and that's it. We'll get something going on. I'm quite sure. You know, there's a lot of guys out there. You know, like Donald said, you know, there's a couple guys that he know. I know last week the GTO was out there. Le Mans was out there looking to run.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Maybe they can get a. They might be able to run that Le Mans.
I talked to that guy.
Yeah. Donald, you think we can be able to get that G-Body to do something with the Le Mans going against them?
I can try to get a hold of somebody to find out for sure.
Yeah, if that Le Mans come out there, you know, they got a Malibu on 29, on nitrous, that's it. You know,
okay,
I know he likes to run, so.
Well, what I can do is I can try to get a hold of them, which that shouldn't be a problem.
Okay.
And
that's
know,
all Pontiac motor, ain't it?
Yes, it's a Pontiac.
That's a Pontiac motor on nitrous, and he don't mind running. So, like he said, he offered George something. He told George that day, but I guess George didn't have the minimum that he wanted to run for. So that's what happened with that race. And
any word on David Neal?
Huh? I don't really know yet. I don't know if he's ready. I'm not sure. I didn't get to talk to him. Hopefully Big George will get on tonight and he can, you know, elaborate on a little bit more on what's going on with David Neal. And we'll see. I mean, there's a lot of other guys. I mean, there's going to be plenty of other guys. So
oh, yeah.
You ain't going to have no problem. I know the Shakedown crew going to be there. And what's the one with the blue truck? Donald, who's the guy with the blue truck that wanted to run him before?
Jimmy.
Yeah, they're going to be there. They're looking for action. Jimmy and them guys
yeah.
are looking for action. Big Ed Kenny and them guys are looking for action. You know,
I've seen that truck doing a damn 300-foot wheel stand.
Yeah, well, he, you know, like they say, Willie don't win races.
You ain't lying.
Right. Hey, Joe, that proved that with me and you
raced. I got lucky.
I pulled big wheelies, and that was it.
Gave me a heart attack.
As far as David Neal, as far as I don't really, I mean, I can't speak for him, but my father is good friends with him, and I seriously don't think he's going to be there, so. If that's what you're waiting on, extreme, then you might as well.
Well, no, I wasn't really waiting on it. It's just George keeps staying in my ear about this guy since the last time I went to Cavern. I just want to go ahead and shut all that down.
Yeah, well, I mean, he does love to race. Don't get me wrong. He's a street racer. His dad used to street race. There were big street racers around here a long time ago. But I mean, before I was even born. But I don't think his car is going to be ready. Like I said, I don't like speaking for anybody. But I mean, if I was a betting man, I would say 85% chance he ain't going to be there.
Ain't no problem. I know there's going to be enough people. We're going to get something going.
Oh, yeah. That's what
oh,
I mean.
You're going to definitely get something going. There ain't no doubt about it. I'm going I'm going to tell you right now, when you walk in the place, don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. I'm telling you, there going to be a few trucks out there and everything. And everybody looks like they hungry on that day. You've been
hey,
to Capitol, but you haven't been to Creek. Huh?
Any word on that Camaro, that real pretty red Camaro?
You know, I haven't heard nothing yet, but I will be talking to Alphonse and him. I'm going to try to see what I can do. Because, that's definitely, everybody's been
calling.
They
talking about the red Camaro that was at Piedmont?
Yeah, that one.
Oh, that's a good little car.
Huh?
That's a good little car.
Yeah, well, he said he might be coming up, so I get in the car, and him and Donald were supposed to go at it, motor to motor. They already said he said he couldn't get a run with nobody motor to motor, and he's got a 3,000-pound car, so Donald said he was the same way, so heck with it.
I'm 33, but I gamble on this one.
Mm-hmm. So that's the deal there. And, Extreme, you guys got anybody in your mind that you want to run or anything else?
You already know I got on my mind, Joe. I just have to show them when I get there.
All right. Okay. You want to elaborate on it? You want to say anything or no?
Not right now. I'll wait till I get up there. I might catch me a little fish while I go for the big one.
Okay. Oh, God. Now,
it's
going to
be two bad small block trucks going at it that day. I can guarantee you that.
All right. Okay. Donald, you got anybody you got in mind there?
Yeah, a Camaro. I hope his buddy comes up with that Omega, whatever the thing is.
Oh, yeah, the guys that be at Kingston all the time, that's it. In Fayetteville, they've been there, and they were talking about coming.
Donald, what about Joe? You going to jump on Joe?
Do what?
He got other people first. He running people down south first.
Yeah.
That's the number. It's not, he running them first. he can always get me. He can get me later. Right now, he going to run all the ones down south.
Yeah, and I think there's one up north, maybe. Big Block Nova or something, maybe?
Oh, yes. Well, we got to see how he turns out. We're going to see what's going on. I will be, if he's on here, if he comes on here tonight, I'm going to definitely ask him about it because I know he was talking about something. Want to get a little something.
I can't speak for him or nothing because I really don't talk to him. But what about the Midnight Olds and Donald?
Who?
The Midnight Olds.
Midnight
Big
Olds.
Wheel.
Nah, that he knows that guy is nothing like him. That's the thing. He didn't want to be no part of that. That's not. He's got his own run going on anyhow. He's got something else coming.
Hey man, we trying
Donald's
to help you. I have a street car, man.
I don't know. I just seen it on the video. I don't know what it is. I was just seeing, it was another motor car.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, they got plenty of motor cars. He got something going on. He's already running somebody else. He's got a run going on with a guy named Lance. They're supposed to be doing some things. We got
Which one's that, Joe? The Malibu?
Yeah, the Malibu. Matter of fact, Lance will be there, even if they don't run that day. Lance will be in the track with a G-body on motor, small block. Also, they got four Mustangs. And I think one might be on the nitrous. The other one will be on all motor. Then we got a couple, got some Monzas coming. You got some trucks coming. Black and Mild will be there. I got to see what they're talking about. They got a little G-body. They don't mind gambling, too. They're definitely quite a bit of cars. Donald, you ain't going to have no problem getting a run. That ain't gonna be. We ain't worried about that. That's gonna be easy. We'll have people love to run you anyhow, so you know how it goes.
Yeah, they love picking on me.
Whether you win or lose, they turn around and shake your hand. You shake their hand. and go right back out there. And that's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
Sore loser.
First
like
time I met Donna, I really found out he was a good guy.
Yeah, you got some guys that just can't take that loss, you know what I'm saying? Then they had a little fit. One thing about you, you take that loss, you try to come back, you come back again. I got to give you credit. Ain't too many people you got out like that no more. A lot of guys want to be GWs. They're looking for them guaranteed wins. Got to have somebody blown away or they outclass them too much. And ain't too many races like that. Like they say, you'll see a bully pick on a little guy all the time. But you
oh,
never
yeah.
ever see two bullies fight. You ever notice
well, see,
that?
Hey.
You never, barely ever see that.
Hey, Joe.
That's the problem.
Hey, Joe. That's
yep.
exactly why, like I said, when I was down Fayetteville and I was back at my trailer, oh, I'm sorry, at my truck because I didn't have my vehicle, and my buddies came back and said, you know, there was a car that was heavy like mine, you know, real, but it was a real pretty car. That's why I was like, man, I'd like to try something like that because, that, like I said, that just lets me see where I'm at.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. You know, I'm going to tell you right now, I was in Fayetteville. Of course, Piedmont. I went to Piedmont, raced in Piedmont this last time. I got out there, I made a time shot earlier that day. And, you know, just going down the time trial, I had guys calling me up, telling me, Joe lost the race. They could call me up, yo, man, you lost. What happened? Lost. I ain't even raced nobody yet. It was a time run, and somebody tried to put it out there like I did a money run. I'm going to run a turbo car. I was like, I guess I supposed to have lost to a turbo car. There's no money involved, but you know how it is. Somebody's always got a money out there. So later on that day, I'm just walking around, and the guy came over to me and asked me to run with an RX-7 that be at Fayetteville all the time. Walked up and just said, look, we going to have to run. It was, you know, it wasn't nothing crazy, but, you know, we just went out there, and I did my run with him, and he wanted to run. He shook my hand. He says, I'm going to be back. I'm coming back. I'm going to run you again. Okay.
Is he coming to Maryland?
That's how we kept it. He's probably going to be there. He's probably trying to get the other car together. He's probably going to have both cars
like that.
They
bring that Camaro. I'd like to try it.
Well, you know, that's Pooh Bear, so Pooh was a cool guy. I mean, a good guy. Walked up and shook my hand. I had to go shake his hand. No arguing, no nothing. And I mean, that's what's racing about. And I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna give everybody something that some people ain't gonna like what I say, but I'm gonna tell you right now, I refuse to run a guy, and I'm gonna be real with you. I refuse to run a guy if they're showing his time. So I don't care if I can beat you or not. I just kind of like refuse to race you. There's a couple things that somebody asked me to race before. But meanwhile, I've seen them flash their times up. I don't care if I can beat you or not. I'm not doing it. Because basically, honestly, tell you the truth, when you beat somebody like that, everybody's got a opinion on how fast you go. And that's class race. I'm in that grudging. If I wanted to run a class, a 6-0 class or something like that, that's totally different. You know? But if you're grudging, I kind of like just don't want to grudge it. And a lot of guys don't understand that. I'm not going to do it. I won't go out there. The reason why, because now you just turned around. If you lose and you're tight, well, they're going to say, wow, you're right there. So guess what? They outclass you. It's just like playing cards. You know, you're going to turn around. You turn around and you're going to race me or bet me, and we playing cards. You show me your hands. You got three queens, and I bet you. You know I already got you covered. So basically that's what's going on, and a lot of guys don't understand that. You know, you got some guys do and some guys don't. Some, oh, well, you know what? Well, that's just, you know, I say, why come you ain't engaging? You know what? That's my money. Ain't your money. So ain't nobody paying for the car but me. So when I lose, I lose my money. So I'm not going to turn around and do some foolish bet. I mean, if I turn around and I see you go out there and flash, you don't win all out, I've seen it. Well, guess what? I got you covered if I do race you.
That's like the Ocean Street cars trying to run some grudge races right now, talking about they'll take the weight out. But they already don't flash the times up.
Okay, you beat the guy, guess what? You lost. You know what you lost? You ain't got to get another run again because everybody kind of figure, oh, man, you know how fast they're going? And word gets around fast. So that's the whole thing. And I hear so many guys, if you're doing a 29-inch race or whatever, hey, that's on you. That's different. But if you're talking about grudging, I mean, don't ask me to run you. You flash the time. I don't want to. I just don't do it. That's how I am. You know, I mean, some people do it. Some people don't. But I got to open this other mic because I know my man's going to wait. But you guys hold on for a little bit because I got a couple people that are going to be on, and I know they're probably going to want to ask you to run. And hopefully we can get this other guy on the phone, Donald. So I want you to stay around so we can get hold of him. But
all right, I'm here.
Okay, and hold on to Extreme. I got my man Stefano on, Mr. Pizza Gangster.
So what's going on, Joe?
What's
how you
going
doing?
On,
I'm a little late. Was a little busy there.
Okay.
What's going on?
Well, I guess you heard. We just had Goldie on the phone. They're coming up here with G-Body car, two G-Bodies on Nitrous, on 29s. They're looking for runs.
Okay.
They got to run a Mustang. They don't really care too much. They said if they got to do it, they're going to do it. Also, you got Wild Man coming up here with his car, a Nova, back half, you know, Nova. I think that's a conventional head. He coming up here to do a little gambling too. Tony Bynes, he's just going to be on his way. You got the Extreme
right.
In them. They're going to be here. So it's, and then you got little Tony from Chicago, those guys, and Duck and the Law from Alabama.
Right.
So it
how's the conventional head shootout looking out? How's your car? How's the car count looking for the conventional head shootout?
Well, we did the conventional head shootout at Piedmont.
Piedmont. Okay. Is there anything going to be down there at Bud's Creek?
I don't know if we're going to do the conventional head shootout. I didn't get to talk to Larry. Larry T, I'm going to be talking to him later on tonight, or if not tomorrow, so I'm not really sure, but I will be letting you know.
All right, sounds good.
Okay, but I'm really not sure on that one, because I know a lot of guys are coming up just to grudge. I mean, they're coming from all over.
Right.
They come from everywhere. They're coming, and
Joe,
they're
what's
really
the
rules
for
I
the
mean,
conventional head shootout?
Well, I'm not sure yet.
The same as
Piedmont.
Oh, if y'all have it.
Yeah, if I did it. We don't know if we're going to have it first, Austin. So
well,
that's the problem. Because we did the convention over there, you know what I mean? Okay. So that's the reason why. So it was going to be something else now. I'm not sure Larry might want to go something else this thing, or I'm not sure.
If y'all have a head shootout, count me in.
Well, the conventional head was 1,000. I mean, I'm sorry.
It was 3,000. Wasn't it 3,000 to win?
Yeah, 3,000 to win. But it was $100 entry fee. If you had a chassis car, you turned around, you didn't a round tube chassis, you weren't allowed to run nitrous. If you have a back
right.
half car, you're allowed to run nitrous. That was the deal. And that's how we were doing.
What was your turnout at Piedmont for that race? For that job?
Well, believe it or not, we got down there. It was supposed to be a good turnout. It seemed like everybody wanted to be a turnout, but you know what happened at the end? These guys said, heck with that. We don't want to run the conventional head. Everybody wanted to run for money. Ended up being 25.
Well, I said
that.
I told you. Right. Well, I asked you about that before because, like I said, you know, you come into a conventional head shootout with gas, without gas, and, you know, you're lapping everybody. You know what I mean? You know, you're gapping everybody. Next thing you know,
well,
it's going to be hard for
you
to find a run.
Let me just, let you know. There was no gapping nobody on this here, on this race,
wow.
on the conventional head at the end. We let them run. There was no gapping. The thing was, the God honest truth, the thing, somebody got to mute their mic. They got background noise in the back. I'm
yeah, they do.
Bad,
I hear baby, yeah. You might have to go down and mute, go one by one.
Yeah. But that was one thing, you know, they actually, but we had guys that would have been in the conventional head that all were in the same thing, but at the end they turned around and said, listen, I don't want to run in the conventional because I want to turn around. I want to run for money. I'm looking to run.
Yeah, well, that's what
yeah,
I, you know,
Gloria,
when you had,
Gloria
no, when you
Wonder
first
Woman.
Brought that to my attention. Yep.
Yeah, Gloria Wonder Woman, she was going to get in it. You know what she did? She went and did two money runs instead. She
wow.
went right out there. I'm telling you right now, she jumped from one car to the other. But she wanted to go in it. But then she seen everybody was having that fun and gambling. They were like, oh, man, heck with that. We got to do the gambling. I'm sorry, Joe. I said, no problem. Go ahead. There's no problem. And like I said, Piedmont had 25 races.
Mm.
So, you know, I mean, they went out there. Every time they looked around, somebody was running for money. It was fun. It kept everything going. Sure, I did the conventional head. I let those guys still race. There was no problem. All I let them all race, and they did what they had to do. But
Joe, you talking about the two cars that ran five times in a row?
No, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about Gloria Wonder Woman ran twice. She was going to get in the conventional head shootout. She ran with a Mustang once, and then she ran with the Nova once. Right? She did a grudge.
Yeah.
She ran Mr. Biggs in them, didn't she?
Yeah,
she
gave
the Mustang. She took the Mustang. Yeah, then she took the Mustang and went out there and ran somebody else. I'm not sure who she ran, but they said she touched the wall and still won.
No, she didn't. She didn't touch. It was right there on the wall, and she lifted, and then got it straight and smacked it one more time. But it was already in front when she lifted.
Okay, well, she won anyhow, so she went around.
You know who they ran.
Who was it?
The same people looking for you.
Which one was that?
Slick Racing.
Oh, that's who she ran?
Yeah.
Well, Slick coming up?
I don't know how to talk to him. You know, they was having problems at Piedmont with the starter and everything.
Well, that ain't nothing to get.
Well, right, but, you know, the starter ain't nothing to get, but when you got a brand-new starter and it kicks that back, you know, it's more than just a starter.
Maybe you got the timing so set back retarded so much. I mean, advanced. That could be it, too. But my whole thing
is... We took one of our starters off and gave it to them for the run, and no sooner they got in the lane, broke that one, too.
Oh, I don't know. Sounds like... Like you might have the timing too more of advance, right?
Yeah.
I know that day I'm looking around, I seen so many guys run. The guy from Maryland, okay, he turned around, went out with the orange 79 Camaro, I forgot his name, but he ran the Nova, one of the gold Novas. Yeah, then he turned around and ran him again. He red lighted the first one and said, heck, well, he's coming back and run him again. Then he turns around and he runs what's his name? Big George at the end too.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of action going. There was a lot of stuff going. Every time I look around, somebody ran. I mean,
there's a lot of people that lost the first race and came back and did it again just because they didn't believe they were supposed to lose.
Well, look at those guys that ran five times in a row. They kept betting their little $300, but kept coming out there $300-$400. They just kept racing each other. One time the other guy win, the other one win, and that's what it was. I'm not even counting that race. I count that as one.
That race right there, that when they ran five times, that was really the closest matchup as far as, you know, them little street cars they had, because that was a driver's race. Whoever left first was winning that every time.
Well, I don't know, because I tell you right now, when those two Novas ran, they were looking pretty close there, too. And I ain't going to lie to you, Gloria did a hell of a job. Gloria.
Oh, yeah.
That was a hell of a job. I'll tell you, that was all about who left on that. That was a good race. So I can't say that was the best race. There was a lot of
Yeah, that would have been a tighter race. Gloria beat him at the tree. I believe he would have left with her. That would have been such a close race. He'd probably double up finish line.
Yeah. Well, and then you got, Collins, I got to give him credit. They had the burn down duel. They were sitting down there with the Wright brothers. You know, that was another race. You know, that was a good
Are they coming
race
to Busch Creek, Joe?
Oh, yeah, they'll be there. They'll be there. Well, the Wright brothers, I don't know on them, but I know that, Collins and the rest of them, they're going to definitely be there.
Mm.
The Wright brothers, I won't know until tomorrow. I'm not really sure on that. But because I know a couple things. Tiptoe says he got a farm truck. I mean, he wants to run one of the farm trucks. He got a Silverado, and he looking for a race for his Silverado. So I got to make sure I get Calvin on the phone, because I guess he wants to run him with a Silverado truck.
Right.
2500 series, and he's looking for a race with that thing.
The new model or the old model?
I think the older model. You know, but he's got a truck. He's not the little small light thing. Well, he's looking for a little something. He's looking for some racing with that. There's a lot of guys coming out, and I mean, there ain't no reason why it should be every category should have something somebody can do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and then you got, like I said, Goldie and them guys are coming with their thing. Wildman's coming with theirs. You got Little Tony coming with theirs. You got Ground and Pound coming. You know, you got Young Stang and the rest of the crew. They all coming.
I'm going to talk to Joe. I'm going to talk to the Money Pit crew and see if they come up. They got a big block stock suspension on 28th. Said they might, like, do something with Covey. Let me see if they're going to confirm, you know, coming up there.
Okay. Well, it ain't got to be only Covey. You got a lot of the other guys going to be there. You're going to have Weeby
there. Well, you know how people just pick a name out.
Yeah. Well, I'm just telling you, you're going to have Weeby there. You're going to have Big Dwayne there, you know. You have the slut there. So you're gonna have quite a bit of cars. I'm quite sure you'll be able to get your run with something.
Yeah, I just gotta see if they're gonna confirm coming up, and I still gotta get in touch with Mr. Biggs.
And then if like they said, Stefano, he'll be sitting there waiting on if anybody got a conventional head looking to do something. I'm waiting for.
I need a pizza delivered. That day, I need a pizza.
I might have to bring some down to the track.
Yeah, I'm going to buy one. I need one. I keep hearing about them. I got to try one.
Look, you're going to have to start delivering, huh? You have to sit
in he's going to have to deliver in the damn race car.
Well, yeah. So, well, then my slogan could go 10 seconds or less, because that's about all it says that I go.
Because we went to Indiana, and we ate I forgot the name of the place, and it started with a P. We went to this one place, Sham, and the guys took us out there to eat and everything, and it was great. We ate this here Italian beef sausage, world-famous Italian beef sausage. I looked down there, and I saw the thing, and you can write it down. You can turn around, and you can see everything, whatever you want to mail it to. They mail around the world. They mail it to Florida, France. I mean, they're on high demand. I couldn't believe it. They have it frozen and waiting for you, and they tell you how to cook it. I was like, unbelievable, but that was something good. And that's the first place that we're stopping when we go out there. We're going out there, that's the first place that we're going to. It was that good. So you might mess around and you deliver that pizza, you might have to start shipping. Okay. So, oh, man. But, no, I mean... I know I couldn't make it to the other place, Stefano, but did anything happen at Cecil County?
No, I didn't do this, and I didn't even make it any. Well, it got rained out. There's a rain date. I believe the rain date is July something. They moved it. They got about, from my understanding, the track opened up late, and I think they didn't open up until 11 a.m. They got the track ready. Some guys made about three or four hits, and then it rained out by 3 o'clock. So they gave all rain checks, so they rescheduled the whole event. Because, like I said, the weather up here was so iffy. I mean, it was beautiful in the morning where it was supposed to rain, and next thing you know, the skies open up, and it was just torrential downpours probably for a good 3.5 to 4 hours. I mean, there was no coming back from that.
It happened like that down here Saturday.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Wow. And like I said, it was supposed to come in early in the morning, what they were calling for. You wake up, and it's beautiful. I mean, the heat was coming in. And next thing you know, probably I'd say 1 o'clock or so, you felt the cool breeze in the air. And next thing you know, it turned like night, and it was just consistent rain for at least 3 hours. I mean, coming down brutal. And that was it. Because I know some of the boys were loading up in the rain, in the pouring rain. But I know they rescheduled it, and they gave everybody rain checks that chose. You know, I mean, it's a class act over there at Tesol, so they weren't trying to keep nobody's money. You know, not like other some other tracks out there in Jersey. But what do you call it? Nah, I think it's rescheduled to. Yeah, you know, it's one track I don't like. But
I remember that they were calling, they were letting us, they were paying us, taking your money at the gate.
Yep.
And going to close in an hour.
Yep.
An hour
or
30
yep.
minutes. I couldn't believe
yep.
they did that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like everybody,
yep.
I was like, and then closed it. I was like, what did you do this for?
Yeah, that's just, I mean,
that was really
I would never support that track again. As much as any good racers go there, I won't even set foot. Plus, like I said, they don't care about the racers. They don't prep the track. It is what it is, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's a shame because it could be a hell of a facility. Years ago it was, and now it's just ran to the ground.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, these guys, everybody's been asking me, you know, put something on up here, you know, and I was like, you know,
no.
I would love to, but, you know, it's, mean,
yeah, but see, what would happen is they probably embarrass yourself because, like I said, they're not going to they don't look out for racers. And, you know, you hate to come down on the track,
the
but
thing.
The truth is the truth.
And see, that's the problem. I don't want to turn around and have everybody come up there and man, Joe,
exactly
you probably
right. Right.
I don't want to. So that's my only reason why I didn't do it. And everybody's wondering why I didn't do it.
And next thing you know,
it's
going
like
to be your fault.
Do it.
You know?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not that.
And
you
it's
know,
a shame, too.
You're going to be the person that's going to look at it. They're only going to look at the guy that turned around and put the race on. They ain't
exactly
like,
right. Yep. Man, yep. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. You know what I mean?
I don't care if I got to spend extra money to have to make sure that thing is right. I'd rather have it right. I'd rather not turn around and let somebody go down a track and tear up their car or whatever, you know. Hey, a little bit of extra counts, you know.
Yep.
It doesn't matter.
See,
I don't care.
You hate, you know, killing tracks, but like I said, that track would take your money and not do anything. Like I said, I mean, you know, when I had my incident down there a few, you know, years ago, I went up to, the guy that was running the track and asked him, you know, making sure it's prepped, everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. At the time, he's telling me they're paying $3,000 for a gallon of EHT. I look at him like he's, you know, cross-eyed. Whatever, you know. And like I said, it's just I have really hard, you know, strong, harsh feelings against that place up there.
No,
it is what it is.
I'm gonna say one thing, and I remember going to. I went down to a track one day, and I ain't gonna lie to you. I went and took a bicycle down there after we went down that track.
Dang.
It was so scary. It was that bad. It was just like it was just you might say you were on top of water. The last facilities that we've been to, I gotta say I can't complain. They did a great job. You know, when we went to Piedmont, they actually had the track on kill that day. I mean, the guys was ripping rears out.
What was the very first pass down the track?
You know, I laughed my head off. Oh, the first pass down the track, the guy came down. No cars went at all. A pro mod, I don't know his name, but he went there the first pass.
Danny Perry.
That's it. Oh, yeah, okay. First pass down. When he went down, I looked at that. Everybody's like, man, the track is right. Nobody else went down. I was like, holy cow. I couldn't believe it. Straight as an owl, I mean, this thing just went on to him. And that's, you know, and then on top of that, he took a break at 5 o'clock. He said, we're going to take a break at 5 o'clock. He said, shut down the action because we're going to drag the track. I just want to make sure everything is right before these grudge runs. Like, wow. And he dragged this track. Next thing you know, holy cow. Well, I saw his rears popping out. But boom, boom. I figured, man.
It was rears and wheel stand. That's all you got out of it.
Yeah, you know. And let me tell you, I still to this day, I mean, I remember one day, the first time I went down there, and I remember Lee and Larry headed at Capitol, man. Man, that shit, that was like a roller skating rink. I mean, it was perfect. You could ride, it was so smooth. It was great. Track hooked up. It was perfect. As a guy, I mean, he had the track working, you know, and I don't candy coat nothing. I'll tell you how it is. I'm not going to lie and say it was no good. I mean, there's just certain tracks that they will do the right thing, and so it is what it is, you know, and that's how you want to be. You turn around and you get me out there, and I feel unsafe. I'm not going down, you know. Buzz Creek, I went down Buzz Creek. I was like, first day went out there, I'm going to run, I'm made me a little pass. I didn't think nothing of it. The track is nice and smooth. No problem. I can run for Calvin. I tacked it up. When I let that thing go, man, I said, oh, God, I'm in trouble. Thing was standing up in the air. I'm like, oh, this is not good. It did not want to come down. I put it back down, and finally I got away with Calvin, but barely. And I said, man, you talk about something that hooked. It was like the car, the tire just stayed right there, and the car just went straight up. What the hell is this? That's how you want to have it. I'd rather have too much bite than not enough. That you got to be worrying about, am I going to break loose on top end? I don't want that crap. Or am I going to be safe? And that's what it's all about. So I know this guy, he's thinking about safety and everything else. When he has a track, he's going to prep it right. So that's why I'm not worried about Buzz Creek. You know, if certain other tracks, I would say yes. You know, I don't want to say no bad names on certain people, but that's how it is. I don't want to bring nobody to a track and then I got to be the one that look bad and got to walk up to somebody that just tore their car up and say, I'm sorry. You know, I don't want to do that. I'd rather let them have a real good time. You know, that's how I feel. But, you know, some guys are, you know, just so greedy that they don't care what it is. You know, as long as they can get the money in their hand, they don't care about the people. The whole thing is making sure it's safety. I mean, my little young son gets in the car, I want to make sure that I ain't got to be worrying about him going down the track. That's my whole thing. I want to make sure the traction is good, everything else is good. You know, like they said, you treat the people right, trust me, they'll come back. Treat them wrong, you're going to have a hard time trying to pack the place back in. That's how I look at it. And that's how me and Larry, I told Larry, you know, our model got to be, if it ain't right, let's not do it. You know, and that's how it's got to be. I mean, I want to do things like different things, you know. It's like, it's not all about, sometimes everybody thinks it's all about, oh, if you're putting on the show. Yeah, you know what, you put the show on, but you also got to please everybody, too. You try to please them, at least you can't please everybody. But that was one reason why we did the TV, the raffle. We wanted to give something back. This one on the 25th, we actually given a TV, and we're giving the 50-50 raffle, all in the same thing.
Hey, Jay, you know what?
And TV. Uh-huh.
Outside of that TV raffle and that little break that they took to drag the track, it was cars going to that track nonstop. They was getting them through there that day.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the guy that was getting ready, this is the God honest truth. He was getting ready to do the money run. One of the brothers, the Wright brothers. I called the number out, and I told him we're going to have half an hour before you can get the TV. Otherwise, we're going to call another number. I'm not lying. He came off the start line. They were getting ready. He said, they can wait. I'll get my TV. I was like, wow. He ran over there. I walked over there. I saw the number. I brought him right over there to the TV. He grabbed the TV and started running over to the staging lanes. I was like, wow, you can left it here. Right? Nobody's going to take it. I'll make sure nobody get it. He took his TV right away. Boy, we laughed about it. You know, it was a funny joke. But that's what we're doing there. We're going to have a TV for them. And like I said, that's going to be something that we're going to give back with the 50-50 raffle. So if the TV's less money than the 50-50, it doesn't matter. You can take the money or you take the TV. Which one you want, you take. That's how we're going to do. You know, it's going to be a first prize and it's going to be a second prize. So we're going to call the number out twice. We ain't going to turn around, so don't throw your ticket away. We're going to call it out twice. So now the first one either be the money or the TV, the second one, you know, same way. Now when they turned around, because a lot of the girls always tell me, why can't you have something towards the girls or whatever, or women? So I said, you know what, heck with it. The best haircut or hairdo that day, they get $200 plus a gift certificate to Victoria's Secret. So that's the deal with them. So we'll give a little something back here and there. Whatever we can give back, you know. That's how I look at it. They have a good time. When they leave back there, they can say, hey, we had a great time, too. I mean, because it's not all about all the time the guys being there. There's some women there, too. So, you know what I mean? You got to give something. And towards the end of the year, like we said, we're starting to work on it now. Just starting to think, because I have a couple ideas, and I wanted to do a scholarship fund thing. And I wanted to give something towards one of the races, you know. I don't care, you know, what we got to do. You know, give something back, help out somebody. That's how it's supposed to be, but, you know, you got a lot of people that just take. And we know for a fact, you know, whatever it is, keep moving forward. I'm not looking at the negative stuff. I mean, you know, of course you're going to have somebody say something bad. Well, you know what? I just walk away from it. I try to stay away from it. I mean, like they say, you know, You can meet people going up and you can meet people going down. That's how they look at it. And I'm just trying to keep out of everything and keep my head out of the bad part, that's all. But, you know, that's how it's going to be. I mean, I tell you right now, I heard guys cry and moan because of the payment. And I told them, I want to know, where can you put in $100? To get $3,000 and only hit 8 cars in. That's what I want to know. I mean, you get a lot of guys that turn around. You can't please them. You try as much as you can, and, you know, they're like starting to cry. I'm like, why would you cry? And tell me where else anybody else is going to pay that payout. And that's the God honest truth. You go anywhere. I mean, you know, you might get a $5,000 payout or a $4,000 payout, but if you got eight cars, it might be an $8,000 payout, but I guarantee each one of you paying $1,000 to get into the show, you know. But still, all in all, if, like I said, if we guarantee something that we're supposed to do, I will do it. I don't care. And, Austin, you knew about it, the conventional head shootout that day. I said a guarantee. If eight cars go there, they got the 3,000. Oh, end up being half of the cars. So I said, you know what? Heck with it. I don't care. You got four cars, I'll give $1,500 up. The first
yeah,
guy
Travis came. What, did he come off the trailer? Did he make a pass and go win that race?
Well, listen, I'll tell you what happened. G Money went to bumping the beams. I guess he was trying out something new. And G Money fell asleep on the wheel. That was the first run. The next run,
oh yeah, when they made a pass, when they made a test pass, I think the wheelie bars broke on Travis's car, and they still went out there.
Yeah, well, the next run, he went to go race. He ran the Mustang. The Mustang rolled in the beans, kept rolling. So he red lighted.
Yep.
And I'm gonna tell you right now, there wasn't a. I mean, I not knowing how fast they went, but to me, it wasn't a 4 second pass out there on that conventional pass. Not one of them was four. You could. If you had a 520 car, you was a winner. That's how I
look
at it.
Well, like you said, a lot of the conventional head cars ended up turning around having grudge races. But it was, wasn't it two small blocks, an all-motor small block and a nitrous small block that was in it too?
No, they wanted to get in it, but then all of a sudden they said, heck with that. They had a run going on. They stopped. They decided to do a run. They wanted to do the money run. So I was like, wow. So that's when he went on out there. And I mean, the thing ran like a son of a gun. I thought he was going to get in it, but he ended up running the guy, so that was it, you know? Just like the truck, what's his name, the white truck with the conventional head. He could have done
game's
it.
Over.
Yeah, but he wanted to run for money. He said,
yeah.
Heck with that, he's running for money. So, you know, I can't stop them, you know? Hey, they
hell
wanted
yeah.
to do it, I had no problem.
I mean, they came
they
to a grudge fest, then they grudged.
Yeah, they had fun, they everybody left out. They had the smile on their face. Nobody wanted to leave the track. The track was dark, and nobody wanted to leave. I was like, what the heck? Everybody's hanging out. I mean, you know, how can you ask anything better than that? It was on the money. I couldn't say anything wrong that went down. You know.
Oh, Joe, you owe me a plate when I come up there.
Oh, yeah. You ain't got to worry about it. I'll make sure we're going to feed you. Look, I was leaving out, and that plate didn't make it. Past the first two exits. I was smelling the food. And meanwhile, not one of them kids that was with me in the car, Phil and his friend, they wasn't hungry or something. But as soon as I opened up that big aluminum foil there, all it was fingers. And then there was an empty plate. I said, wow. Well, you ain't tell baby girl I took a plate, did you?
I told you. I gave you my plate. We still don't know what baby girl's plate
okay.
is.
Because I know you told me you take that one. She ain't there. I was like, no, I don't want to take nobody's plate. That was good.
Yeah, I don't even think she remembered she had a plate by the time she left there.
Yeah, I know. Everybody had a good time out there that day. I mean, you know, and that's what it's all about. When you can turn around and go back and now suddenly you say, man, I can't wait to see you guys again. I mean, Brad from North Carolina, he told me he's going to be there. He came to this one, and he had a great time. He said, man, if my car was together, man, if I'd been ready, I'd have had it. We also, I'm thinking that Bad Storm might be coming too, right?
Wasn't he locked in with somebody?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly. I'm waiting to see. But from what I'm hearing they on Facebook, see, but I don't really be on Facebook too much. I don't go, you know, if I don't hear from Phil, I really don't be out there on the Facebook.
Right.
You know, so that's what I'm hoping to see, but, you know.
Oh, they
I mean,
come up there. I'm pretty sure they're going to want to jump on Kenny Beecham again.
Yeah, you know. I think the other guy wants to run him, what is it, the mistress. So
yeah.
We'll see, you know, he'll have his hands full.
Hey, Joe.
I got to open a mic up, because I, huh?
I'm
I'm going to talk to, you remember the two Mustangs that ran Karma in No Time?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to see if I can get Karma to come up there. I'm going to talk to him probably later on this week.
Yeah, he was in the premises. He had any small block to come out.
Yeah, him and the Mission probably be a good run. He said any straight hit small block, period, on 28 and 275.
Yeah, he was not lying. He had the flames out of there. I thought he melted the motor.
And that's the first time the flames ever come out of the car. He don't never put them out.
Yeah, well, whew. That was something. I gotta give him credit. He definitely rode. My friend's gonna be out there. A lot of my friends coming. I got my friend. We've been really tight for a long time. He hasn't been racing in a while. When I got married and taking care of home and bought a new house, but now he told me, he says, man, he's having so much fun. He said, heck with that. He's gonna be back out, and I'm gonna open up his mic. So I see him. He's out there. I know he's sitting there. Dwayne, you're on. Your mic's open.
Hey, Joe, how you doing?
How's everything, Dwayne?
Good.
Yeah,
good.
I mean, everybody's getting closer and closer. How are you getting with the car? Almost there?
I'm ready. I'm ready. Just ready to head down that road.
All right.
Ready to.
They call him 4-speed Dwayne.
Yeah.
4-speed, yeah, 4-speed Chevelle or motor, small block or motor.
Yeah.
Shifting. So I'm glad to see you at least coming back. I ain't seen you so long. The race is gonna be good. Everybody's coming back. All the guys are coming.
Definitely,
I know we got a lot of guys talking about coming out together. And I don't think we should all ride at one time because that's too many cars at one click. I think we need to go separate a little bit, like an hour from the other guy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't like to ride no 20 cars in a row.
Yeah, I'm riding out like about 5:36.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to beat you then. I'm gonna be leaving out by 3 o'clock.
All right, so Joe, you're leaving that Sunday, right?
Yeah, I'm going to leave that Sunday morning, like 3 o'clock in the morning. It depends. I honestly tell you the truth, right now, like, I'm just waiting for the doctor to give me a call because I'm supposed to be seeing him, I'm supposed to go to the doctor, and I got to see what's going on. But I wanted to, honestly tell you the truth, I did want to go up to one of the shows in Virginia, but it don't seem like, I don't know if I'm going to make it. I'm not sure. I want to do that and then come, but if not.
Yeah, we might leave Saturday and head to that show.
Yeah, I would love to come out there. I know if I can, I can. If I can, I'm just going to try to make for Sunday. And then go straight there. That's the only thing I can tell you, you know. I got Phil ready. Phil's just about ready. So he'll be there. You know, he'll have his little truck out there playing around.
Do I need to bring that car for him to drive?
Huh?
Y'all need to bring that car for him to drive.
Oh, the rail? Nah.
Yeah.
He got his truck. He's trying to get me in trouble now, make him put him inside a rail. I ain't want. They try to make me let him drive the rail down there at Piedmont. So what do you think, Dwayne? Would I have been in trouble?
Well,
they wanted to drive the dragster when we were down there. Let him drive the dragster. I'd have been in some trouble down there then. Let him get behind the wheel of that thing. I would have never heard the end of it.
You're going to have to try that one first, Joe.
What's that?
I wouldn't get in it.
I wouldn't get in it. They tried to get me to drive the rail. I said, I can't ride. I like a roof over my head.
I know what you mean. Just
I'm looking
case,
at
right?
that thing. Look, I'm looking at that thing, and then, you know what I mean? I was like, man. That's just like a coffin on wheels. Heck with that. It looked like a coffin on wheels. Ain't no way in the world I'm going in this thing. You know, I don't care. I'm scared to death of that. Heck with that. I want something over my head.
Two doors and a roof.
But, you know, it sat down there.
Man,
either one of y'all that wanted to get in it, it was there for you. Heck, we wasn't running it.
Yeah, I know. They gave us, I got to give them credit. They gave us. Yeah, couldn't take it down. No. Meanwhile, I'm looking at Phil. He all over there. Man, if you don't bring your butt from over there, then I'll slide your butt up in there. I won't hear the rest of it from your mom when I get home. get your butt over here. You ain't getting in that thing. Big block. Heck, a big block rail? Nah. Take it easy. I don't think so. So now you just hold a chip and all that. It just, it got a level of a tone. And I was like, shoot. I don't think so. Just hold on. That's all he said. It's like, nah, it's okay. Look, I might have been like Herman the Monster back in the days when old grandpa, his brakes lost. I had to jump out there and grab him back of the car.
It would
burn
the shoes up, right?
The shoes up. You remember that episode?
I remember that one.
I'm showing my age now. I'm just telling you how bad it was long ago.
Well, anytime y'all come down, the offer still stands. And if y'all want to, y'all can go hop right in.
Yeah.
You know, it's a bracket car. It's made to go down the track consistently every time.
Yeah, no, I got it. It definitely, but, you know, it was a little bit too much for me. I like to be covered up a little bit. I like me a roof over my head.
Well, it's pretty warm that day, Joe. We try to give you a little, you know, a little breeze. Without being on two wheels.
Yeah, I know. Look, Dwayne, they said I was going so slow to turn around and try to give me another car. That's how fast. Look, that's the car. That's true. I had guys picking on me. There's no lie. I was there, and they had one of these guys, they called him the thief. Now, I took $100 debt from him years ago. And that's been going on for years now. How long has it been going on for, Austin?
Since the first time we met you was probably, 2008?
Yeah, so every time I go there, they got to pay me the hundreds. You got to pay me the hundreds if he doesn't race me. Yeah, man, oh, man. They said, yo, the thief going to be here. I said, look, all them years ago, I said, how the heck I going to race this man now? He coming with something different now. Oh, man. But it was all fun and games, so it's cool. I was having fun. That's how I look at it. That's how it's supposed to be. You're supposed to have fun. Doozy see me, he laughed about it. No hard feelings, you know. Then that's just like Pooh Bear. He walked over to me and told me, we going to run today. I was like, what are you talking about? Oh, I'm going to run you. So I was wondering which car he got. So I walked over to go look at him. I seen him come back with this Camaro. I said, man, look at the size tire on this thing. He said, oh, no, I'm going to run you with my little RX-7. So I'm looking for an RX-7, like a just sit down, a little tiny tire on it. When I come over there and I saw the carburetors hanging out the hood, I said, oh, man, come on now. But my son and them said, go run them, try them, go ahead. I said, all right, we going out there. But that was good. He had a little break-up problem with his car. I think the MSD or something, but. It's all about having fun, but he said he's coming back for me again. So that's all cool. But I'm going to open up another mic right quick because I see somebody been holding on. I make sure I open them up. 631-3581. Your mic's open.
What's going on? What's going on, man? Hurricane here.
Hi, Drew. What's going on with you?
Yeah, I can't
go.
You going
to be ready?
I'm going to come down with something, man, you know, either to bring the white vet or bring a G-body. But the G-body, you know, I got a G-body together. I just got to go to the dyno and tune it, you know.
Okay. What kind of G-body?
A Cutlass.
A nitrous car or a turbo car?
Turbo car.
Okay.
Turbo,
turbo
small block, stock block. Huh?
Stock block?
Yep, stock block.
Okay. Yeah, we're working on Joe's right now.
Yeah, 275 tire. That's it.
All right. And we're ready to go to quarter mile.
Yes, sir. Quarter mile. Listen, man. We was looking at that the website for that day, right? Mm-hmm. It's only 4 hours of grudge racing?
No, you got plenty more than that. We're going to start early in the morning when we get them out there. A lot of testing. Then when we shut everything down, we just going to have grudging all the way through after that end. Anybody knows, if you got a grudge race, I don't care what part of the day. What part of the day it is, if anything is, you got something lined up, I bring you all the way around the front. First you're going to do, you lock anything or whatever you're going to do, you got a run going on, you come see me, I'll pull you right on around. Last year, willing to Bud Light Coop end up running.
Uh-huh.
And out of nowhere, they end up locking in, and I had to go bring them right around. They said, can we get out there, Joe? How soon? No, no, y'all are locked in. Y'all ready to go? Yeah. Come right around. Same thing.
Okay.
That's what's going to be your priority. That's the deal.
Oh, Joe.
Yep.
We might have a little surprise for that little Cookie Monster truck.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, since the truck is sitting here just doing nothing, we decided we might just drop the motor into Vegas.
Well, y'all come out on motor. You know what they do. You know what the Cookie Monster do, right?
Hey, we come on. It's going to be set up for nitrous, but we'll take it off for you.
Well, I'm just letting you know, you come out there looking. And he don't mind crumbling cookies down and ain't got to have no milk. So I'm still letting you know that style.
Well, you know, we call that the baby black mama, so it's got a mean little bite to it.
Well, you know, they you know how it is. They say they like a little meat with their cookies. It's protein, snake meat. It's all right.
Well, this is what we'll do. If we have it up there, we'll turn around, run your son motor to motor. Then we'll turn around and cut the nitrous on and spot you a little bit.
Okay. All right, listen, be careful. Like that, a man told me a long time ago, and a guy just warned me, let me know before, that a set of lips will say anything. And that's what Donald told me. I'm going to let you know. A set of lips will say anything. You better be careful what you say. Yeah, you ever remember back in the days? I know you know it, Drew. I know Dwayne know it too. You ever poke your lip out and your mom said, they said put that lip back in?
Oh yeah, but she pluck it.
That's what's gonna happen, little Austin. Put that lip back in, Austin.
So you put your
if you see that black Vega rolling behind the black truck, you know
no,
you got poked in race.
Wire thing on the floor in the back seat.
All right.
Well,
we're
on the floor.
We're going to find out.
Oh, he's gone.
We ready.
See the little coat hanger thing?
Yeah, I gone.
Listen,
yeah.
We might come off the trailer with you.
We give it here, I'll show you.
I'm in sign.
Now you got that?
Get that spider right there. Get that spider.
Yeah.
Hold on real quick, Joe.
All right. So, yeah, Dwayne.
Right.
Yeah, Dwayne.
Yeah, they got anything going on Monday anywhere, or everything shut down on Monday?
You know what? I'm going to find out. I know if we have the rain or something, we are staying open until Monday.
Oh, okay. So that would be the rain.
We will be on Monday.
Okay.
So, but like they said, all the guys are coming up from down there. They're ready to roll. So it will be interesting, very interesting.
Okay. Yes, yeah. Okay, I got the whole week off, so, you know, I got plenty of time.
Oh, wow. Yeah. You definitely got gas.
Yeah.
You got plenty of gas right now. You know? So,
yeah.
It's going to
be
real
nice.
Good.
I'm sure the weather's going to be right, too. So.
I don't know. What is that?
Yeah, the weather,
hey,
the
Joe,
weather
you're
definitely going to be right.
Man.
Huh?
Yeah. I said, you're a wanted man. They all want you, don't they?
All right, now, Joe, what do you say?
Right. Huh?
What'd you say?
I said we might go off the trailer with you.
Well, which car?
With the Cookie Monster and the Vega.
Well, I wish this was 4Y because I'll run your son to the A4 motor then turn that system on after that first Ave and go get you.
Alright, you heard that. I hear you talking. You just make sure you can get past the Cookie Monster first.
Oh, we gonna sidestep the cookie. We're gonna step over that. We can crumble all them cookies.
You think so?
I know so.
You gonna step over the Cookie Monster in a quarter mile.
Yeah.
Dwayne, you heard him, right?
Yeah.
Then I said, "Look to say anything." We're gonna find out.
Joe, this is all I need to know. We're fighting the throw together. You know, only got 2 weeks to put it together. And test it. We're going to run your son to the court if we bring it up there. If not, we'll set another date and we'll run. When I run you and give you the spot, we got to go to the A.
That ain't no problem.
Okay.
I like racing. You know, you ain't gonna scare me, none, Austin. I'm going out there.
What's he giving you, Joe, in the eighth?
I don't know. Whatever he's giving me, we're gonna find out.
I got a stock block, small block, cast and take one carburetor, conventional head, and an all steel Vega. I will give Joe the back tire.
A 23
I'm on 26 tens.
26 by 10 is 12 tires. That's what he's going to have on it, the little Vega.
Now, Jay, you're getting real lippy now. I will let you take off first and come get you and put some daylight on that Vega now. You know, I got this little truck sitting over here.
Look, that truck you're going to have juice on it. It's a little bit too much for me like that, but you take that juice off and I'll cut your heart out. I'll cut your heart out.
I can't do that, Joe. It's a damn slug on motor. I'll be lucky enough to run 8-0s in the 8-0 motor.
I cut your heart out with that right on water. And then you want
to
get caught.
You have to give me half track.
Look, you better not even attempt to even open your mouth and say a word. You know how they, you ever heard of somebody, a bully, turn around and say something? Said, don't even let me hear you breathe.
See, Joe, if it was just you, if I was coming out there just for you, I'd switch this thing around for motor. But being that it's other people out there, I'm not going to do that. And I'd run you head up motor to motor.
Yeah, okay.
But since it would just be set up for you, I'd leave it alone. How about that?
Donald, you heard that, right?
Yeah, I heard it.
Okay, what's your saying? What the saying say?
A pair of lips say anything. As a matter of fact,
hold on, Joe. You remember the race I told you I'd give you if the Vega don't show up?
Yeah, what about it?
You remember I said I'll take all the gas off that truck and get that Cookie Monster everything in drag racing. You pick how far you want to go.
You'll never do that. You'll never
you get
do
the
that.
Eighth of the quarter. You pick where you want to go.
You'll never do that. We'll come off the trailer for that.
Okay, let's do it. Heads up. Well, you get everything in drag race,
no,
a quarter mile,
said,
Black Mama and the Cookie
said.
Monster.
No. What did you just say? You said you give everything to him, and you take it off, and you give him everything. That's what you say. Don't
yeah, I didn't
up.
Mean to say header. I forgot. I thought I was talking to the nicest car. I take everything off, straight off the trailer, quarter of a mile. You get everything in drag racing, motor to motor.
You got
the Cookie Monster and the Black Mamba.
You got it.
There it
you
is.
You got it. I'm a vote. I'm going down there. You ever see those things that you put on the tree there with the eyeballs and the set of lips and the nose they put on the tree like a bark? I'm gonna get them lips and paint them red. I'm gonna bring them over here. if you mess around, I want you to put it right on your car. I want you to put them lips right on your car. That's what I want you to do. I want you. Make sure you put them lips dead on that car.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, Joe. Right now, you got that, but if another nice car say they want to come straight off the trailer head up, I'm just going to stick them lips dead on that truck.
All right,
and then
no
I'm
going to
come back for you.
Okay. All right. Don't hit it with too much nitrous. I don't want you breaking that rear.
It shouldn't break. I mean, I put a smaller tire on it this time, so we have to baby it a little bit more. She shouldn't break.
Okay.
It all breaks.
They do.
It all breaks. Eventually, they all break.
Well, I'll have to say this. I have to trust my vehicle because since I met Joe, and I had the truck, a year before I met Joe, 2007, till right now, which was Piedmont, that was the first time it's ever broke a rear.
Okay. Go touch some wood.
So I just had to trust it.
Go knock on some wood. You should have knocked on it and cursing yourself over here.
Well, I mean, I might be, but hell, this is the first time it's been having that much power thrown to it as well, but.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Donald, I don't want to tell you how much nitrous they kick in. I wouldn't even tell you that.
Man, I got to shoot nitrous. I just did a cranking compression on the damn motor. It had 130. I got to shoot nitrous to this thing.
That's damn good.
Nah, that makes me have to use more nitrous. I like to crank it up so I don't have to use as much to run just the same speed.
Should I have like 117 or something? Well, that's a good thing, though. I'll tell you that right now. That's real good. You can't ask nothing better than that.
Huh.
You know, but, hey, we're going to find out.
It ought to be
Donald, if I was to pull them jets out of that truck and show you what was in there, you would wonder why it's still together.
Yeah, I mean, it's all about the tune-up. It is all about the tune-up, though. I mean, you can blow it up with a small hit if you don't do it right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, you can't.
That's why I don't have it on mine, because I ain't smart enough. I just ain't smart enough. So I got to try to get this thing down on motor, see what I can do, and see what happens.
Yeah, shoot. But you might as well go ahead and get out there, you know. Everybody else getting out there doing fun. One way or another, we're going to run. I know it's going to be a lot of stuff going on. I know Big Dwayne, he's going to definitely be out there, so you know how that is. Lamont going to be out there with the Duster looking for a little something. He's definitely going to be.
You talking about that white one?
Yep. Yo, can you get in touch with Street King? Because he paid the deposit up already before. If he can get his butt up here, they want to still run him. They want to put up a bigger deposit and make sure it's worthwhile.
Who
I
got
to try to get hold of Street King.
Oh.
You can get hold to him, right, Austin?
I don't have his new number, but Maurice would have it.
Yeah, you know, but it's like pulling teeth getting it. So I got to get hold to him right quick to get hold to them. I want to make sure because he is definitely on the market. Them boys already said they will lock it in, make it bigger, so you don't have to worry about coming up here. That they'll make sure they're going to run. They came all the way down there to run him, put the deposit up, and then, you know, he had problems, so he wasn't around. So he turned around and he had to pay the deposit up. But he don't want to take the deposit money like that. He said he want to beat Street King. He said he got something to prove to that Monty. So that's the whole thing.
Oh, you talking about the Dustin and the Monte Carlo?
Yep.
Oh.
They were going to the quarter. I thought that was going to be a real good run.
You know that little white Mustang I showed you, that little 86 model street car?
Yeah.
That would be a good run for either one of them cars. Small block four-door motor.
They ain't going to run no Mustang. They got too many Mustangs over there to be running something like that. I'm going to be real with you. Ain't too many people running Mustangs.
Yeah, but it got full exhaust on it.
Huh?
It's got full exhaust on it.
That don't mean anything.
Hey.
What do you think Lamont got?
If that bitch weighs 3,300 pounds, it's a small block, I'll run it.
I don't know how much weight. I'll see how I can go ask him.
He cooked across that scale of 3,300. He's got action.
Well, you know, Donna, it's hard to get a Mustang that damn heavy.
I'm just saying, put a couple people in it or something. I don't care. That something weighs 3,300 pounds. He's got action.
I know. I had a big block Mustang didn't weigh number 32, and that was full factory interior.
Oh, I know. But, shit, everyone around here is real heavy, but ain't one of my hop on the scale.
Yep, he's right. You're 100% right on that one. Then we got a Firebird. They looking for something. Matter of fact, that Firebird that Sean is with, if he brings that Firebird up there, Lamont said he gonna race that Firebird.
Oh, the Batman
from South Carolina. That black
Batman
crime one?
Firebird Joe?
Yep. Ma said he will jump on him. They were at Fayetteville and they were trying to get things right. He said, no problem. He will run on that day. So you definitely have a lot of runs going on. But like
it's a
I
big
said, yeah, and Mama said he'll run them. Now everybody knows that on the 24th they got William Brown's race going on. On the 25th you got definitely Larry T and me will definitely be out there on the 25th at Bud Creek. This week you have Darlington. Ronnie Sides and them, they have that race out there. A lot going on over there. I'm hoping I can make it. Yeah, Darlington is this week. I was hoping I could make it, but it don't seem like I'm going to make it.
And
I got to run back and forth with this doctor, so that's my only bad part. But we got a few guys that's coming there, still coming.
Hey, Joe.
Huh?
And the 31st, I got that car show.
Oh, yes. Tell them about your car show, Donald, please.
Me and two of my friends are putting on the car show at Capitol 31st. Actually, I'm helping them out. They them guys are car show fanatics. My car is too slow to race, but I'm going to try to race the 25th. But if not, I'm going to put in the car show the 31st. Matter of fact, its new name is the Show Nova, and I think that Steph called it that at the racetrack that day. So that's a new name for that car.
The Show Nova.
The Show Nova, that's the new name for it. It ain't as pretty as that Camaro, but I like it ain't as pretty as that red Camaro, but I still like to see what happens. But
I want to see too.
Yeah, it's a car show, man. We got a lot of nice stuff. Door prizes, dash plaques, real nice trophies, those resin, the Christmas tree trophy on a marble bases. It's a real good deal. We got a whole lot of stuff to give away. And actual stuff that you would use, like, you know, carry, like rags and car wash stuff. It ought to be a good turnout and a good show. And they got pro mods. Bunch of pro mods. So, but I just,
one thing I can say about Donald is when he said about the trophies, he ain't lying. None of them little teepee trophies that you know me, that if you drop, the whole thing falls apart. He's bringing you some weight there.
I ain't gonna lie. We spent $1,800 on the trophy. That's the guy. I'll show you the receipt. It's 30 trophies.
Yes, sir. He'll definitely, when he says he's gonna do something, he's gonna do it right. That's one good thing about, you know, certain people you can trust and certain people you can't. I will vouch on Donald's name. If he says he's going to do it, he's going to do it. So anything like that you want to know, something good to have, something good to go watch, it's perfect. I would tell you, no lie, it's worthwhile going. Dwayne, you still there? Is Dwayne still here? See, his mic might be okay.
Yes.
I was hoping that I could get him. Hey, Dwayne.
Yeah.
You know what? That rat, can we get a hold to him?
Yeah, I can get a hold to him.
I wonder if his car, I know his car, he had a problem with his car. And I know he had something, wrecked it on the trail or something.
And
I'm wondering if he's going to be there that day because I know they were talking about, these guys were telling me that he can give Donald a break of the tires, motor them over, and they're both Novas. I know he's a big block and conventional head, and Donald's a small block, straight head conventional. So we wanted to see that race happen on the 25th. You know,
okay.
He wanted to do it for a little bit of money, nothing crazy, not no crazy, crazy money, but no, I wanted to see what, you know, Fat Rat will he be ready. Anyway,
yeah,
getting in touch
get
with him right now
tomorrow.
Or tomorrow? All right, so what I do is I can hold to him tomorrow. And
yeah,
then,
tomorrow.
All right, then I think we probably can get that race locked in there, him and Donald. I can't see why not.
Yeah, definitely sounds good. I'll get a hold to him tomorrow for you.
Now, hey, Joe, that's a big block. What is it now, big block car?
Big block, yeah, big block Nova, all steel. What is it, too fast, too something. What the heck they used to call that thing, Wayne?
I forgot the name they used to call it.
This is the God honest truth.
Too fast.
They made a video.
Yeah.
They made a video. This car going in Times Square and doing a burnout.
Oh,
they stole the tapes all over. I don't know how he didn't get locked up.
I know. That was
that was sickness. Ain't no way in the world I'd have never did nothing like that. Right down, I mean, took it right down there, right in the middle of heart of town.
Ain't
I mean, the people were standing out there and they had walkie-talkies. Oh, they're on their way. They're on their way. Like, these guys are nuts. You know, something that you would have saw in a movie, like Fast and Furious, they actually did it. And I was like, ah, I said, man, these guys are going to jail.
I think the name of this video was Too Fast, Too Real.
Yeah, if I get the video, I'm going to bring it to you, Donald, and let you look at it. And you're going to be like, these guys are lost their mind. That's how it is. I ain't going to lie to you. But I'm going to open up one more mic because I know the guys been waiting here. Let me just hold, but you guys hold on.
Yeah.
484-2153, your mic's open.
Yeah, what's going on, fellas? Pink Warrior here, Joe.
Hey, what's going on? How's everything?
What's going on?
I heard you got another race going on.
With what?
No, you got a rain date. Can you give us your rain date? You can go ahead and tell them over the phone now.
You know what? I think it's July 12th. I'm not even sure yet. I'll let you know. I'm not 100% on any effort, Cecil, but I was calling, Joe. What time is the gates open for? I'm looking forward to this race on the 25th down at MIR.
You know what? I can get right back in touch because we are going to turn around. We're going to turn around. I'll know more because I think we're going to open up early. I'm thinking about 10:30, 11. Yeah. I think that's what we're going to do. Yeah.
Okay.
But,
how late did
I know you got your race. You're racing Django?
Yeah, me and Django are locked in. I got to come see you in the morning. Make sure I put the TV up. So I haven't heard from him. So I'm pretty sure everything's good for him.
Yeah, I heard, I talked to the guy Dirk the other day, you know, and he says if we run an eighth, they don't want to run eighth mile, they don't want to run quarter mile. And
yeah, I'm a little pumped about that, but I'll try it out.
Yeah, I mean, he said he would have went for more money. I said, yeah, well, they go for more money if you go to the quarter, you know.
Yeah, if you would have went to the quarter, I'd definitely went for more money, but... Whatever. I mean, we're locked into the
8,
so if you want to change it, we can help him to get there, I guess. You know?
Yeah, if he decides he want to go to quarter, you go, like you said, you go for 5,000 if you go for quarter.
Yeah,
but if 8 is 3,000. And that's being more
than
fair.
Yeah, I'm not a big 8 guy, but he wants to go 8.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
whatever.
That's more than fair. You said the right thing, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know,
what time you guys run till there?
We're going to run until like between 11 and 12.
Oh, all right, cool. I was wondering.
We
people have been asking me, so.
We have to turn around, hold it open, and pay it a little bit. We don't care.
Oh, okay.
We actually got a couple guys. I don't know if you heard. The guys from Georgia are coming. They got a G-body.
Uh-huh.
They're coming on stock suspension. G-body, they're looking for runs, and they don't care. If they got to run a Mustang, they'll run, you know. A Mustang, too, on 29 stock suspension.
Where are they from?
The guy Gold. Yeah, they're Goldie. They're from Georgia.
Okay.
Goldie, they're coming up with their car at Malibu.
Okay.
They're bringing also Candy Crushers coming. You know, we got Austin and Extreme,
nice.
And they're coming with their truck. I don't know. Do we got their little truck from Philly coming, with the little red one?
Which one? From Philly?
I think he's with JoJo all the time.
The S10? The red S10? Small block car? I don't know. He was supposed to come Saturday to my thing, but it got rained. The rain got rained out, so I don't know if he's ready or not. I'll call and ask him, though.
Okay.
I know what it is.
Yeah, because the Black Mamba put 28s on their car now.
Okay.
So they're looking
for
something. Okay. It's quite a bit of guys looking for something. I mean... I'm just, I'm waiting to see what, you know, everybody's talking, so you know how it goes.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're looking for action with our small block car if anybody's out there. So,
small
block on 28.
Now, are you guys willing to run Bad Storm?
I'm dying to run Bad Storm. I'm dying to run.
You weren't dying to run Bad Storm?
I'm in that dude's ass. Are you kidding me? He don't want to race. Let me tell you something about Bad Storm. He only wants to race me, a big block car. He don't want to race a small block car that sits the same way he does. I'm talking same way. Stock suspension, 28, cast intake, one carb, straight head. He don't want to run that car. He wants to run the big block stock suspension,
hey,
car, which is fine with me. 905, sir.
Okay. Yeah.
Hey, Pink Warrior.
Yo, who's this?
Are you willing to... Yeah.
Say it again?
He got the truck, Black Mamba. That's Austin that you're talking to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna try to see if I can get Tim on the phone. Will you be willing to run Karma?
Who?
Karma. You remember, it was a Fayetteville, a little black Mustang with the flames on the hood.
What is it, stock suspension small block?
Yeah, you know that primer black one that had the little burgundy flames on it?
I'd have to see it. I don't remember.
He ran real speed the first round in that shootout.
Okay. Listen, man, is he coming up?
Yeah, I'm going to try to see if I can get him on the phone real quick. Hold on.
I mean, if he's a small block stock suspension, you know what I mean? Like, he's sitting the same way we are. I mean, we'll try him out with a small block car, heads off.
Yeah, he's a straight head, small block, stock suspension, 28-0-275.
There you go. Nitrous car, right?
Yeah.
Nitrous car,
yeah. We'll definitely try him out.
If you've been on Facebook, you know him, APS Muffler.
APS Muffler? I never seen him on Facebook. I'll check him out, though. I mean, tell him to call me or, whatever.
What happened with Bad Storm? Let's you know what I mean? If Bad Storm is saying he wants to come up and he's looking for a run,
He's got action as much as he wants. Are you kidding me? I've been going round and round with that kid, Josh. I call him the Belvedere because he's the help.
Oh, man.
But,
damn.
He's something else. I understand the owner was away. I got all that information. You know what I mean? So I get it, but we said we'll run him heads up with the car. It's the same exact way. And he said no, he wants the pink car. He already beat the pink car. He beat me last year in Fayetteville for the 8th mile. He beat me by a paperclip. But, I mean, a win's a win, and I'll take the run back. And he's got action either car. Don't matter.
Okay.
I mean, you get him there, forget it. There's another race, guaranteed.
So now you got to get hold to that. Austin?
He's going to come up this. I can't see him coming up this far.
No. This is no lie. I think he's coming because the driver, Doodoo, turned around and said he's not going. He had such a fun time down in he came out to Piedmont that day. He had such a great time. He said he's going to bring the car up. They said they're coming.
Okay.
The owner's
Dollar Bill, right? Is that his name? They call him Dollar Bill?
No, I'm not sure. I don't think it's Dollar Bill. It's something else. Which is, I think Austin must have dropped off. So Austin's probably calling them right now.
Okay.
He's probably calling them. And I'm telling you, when I say they're talking about coming, they're going to be there.
Oh, he's there.
I mean,
he's got action with the mistress.
Yeah, that would be good. That would be a good run. I like to watch that one.
They
beat
the
Kenny Beachman. They want to come up. I'm not sure if they Kenny Beachman locked back in with him. I'm not sure. Because I know there was somebody they locked in for that day. They're definitely coming because they locked in somebody. And it's on Facebook, but I wasn't on it. But they're coming on the 25th. Yeah, they're going to be there. Yeah,
wow.
They're going to definitely
That's
be
good.
There.
Okay.
I don't see any problems at all.
You got my name on this T-shirt this year?
You got it. You got it. There ain't no problem. You have you on there. Because definitely, I suppose, as a matter of fact, I give everything up to Larry this tomorrow, I think it is, and start putting everything together. But
nice. I can't wait.
I can't wait to watch that race with you and Django. That's going to be worthwhile watching. You know you're running, right? They said the guy that's driving, they call him the Mouth of the South, La Russa.
Yeah, I didn't know who was that monster. Yeah,
they used to call him the Mouth of the South. He was the one that was talking so much stuff to
Petey
Smallbot. Yeah, that's when he, it was pretty cool. Oh, I think he might have got right back on. Hold on a second. Let's see. Austin, you on the mic? Your mic's open. Did you get hold of Josh?
Oh, I wasn't calling Josh. I was calling the Karma call.
Nah, we want to call up Josh. We want to see. I know they said they're coming up here. They got to run. So now they can have two runs.
Let me be 100% with you, okay? I don't talk to Josh like that.
Oh, okay.
I can give you his number. Y'all can call him, but I don't talk to him like
that. Okay, how about the other guy?
I got it.
How about the owner?
The owner?
Yeah.
Dollar Bill, I think they call him. I got his number, too.
That's more of a meeting at the track type of conversation. It ain't nothing there. I just call him up. I tell you what, hold on. I can call the ruler up now. That little red Mustang might want to try something with Pink Warrior.
What's that Mustang's there?
You ain't never seen it.
The Mustang, you talking about Gloria?
No. The other one that was at Piedmont with the black scoop that ran no time at the end of the night.
With the red stripe running, that thing's a killer. I know you're talking about.
You ain't even seen this car yet.
If it's the one I know, I'm thinking of, it's a red notchback with a black snorkel with a red trim around the front of it.
Well, it's got a black stripe down the middle of it. It's got a black snorkel on it.
It might be the same one. I'm not sure.
It's down here from North Carolina. Straight head, small block, stock suspension on 28.
All right.
Let me see if I can get him on the phone.
He can run the mistress. It's the same exact way.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to set up, get a race for the mistress.
Yeah, I gotcha. Who's that, Austin? Is that your name?
Yeah, this is Austin right here.
Okay, cool. I just didn't know who was who.
I know a lot of the guys from Georgia are going to have their G-bodies. They're going to have their cars all there, and they all looking for something. Even Tony Bynes, I'm not sure what he's bringing or how many cars he's bringing, but I know he's coming off. So they're all going to be
it's
there.
It's going to be a good time.
Then you got Bruce Leroy. He's coming. You got Little Tony. They're coming. The Ground and Pound from Chicago, they'll be there. So we should have a real, real good one. I mean, it should be a lot of money runs. If it's anywhere like Piedmont was this last one we just did, Piedmont, oh, man, it was
nonstop. Yeah, I missed that
action.
One.
It was
good.
Great. It was really good. It was 25 money runs that day.
Wow, really?
It's like nonstop action. Yeah, everybody. You know what the funny thing was? They didn't even have locked-in races. There was a few locked-in races, and the guys didn't even get to make those off. But so many people there, they just said, hey, you want to do something? And next thing you know, you're locking in and doing it. It was almost like a real street atmosphere.
Too.
You know? And that's how I like it, you know? When you don't have to be already locked in and everything. If they're there, you look at the car, you like it, let's go.
They had
two Novas there. I'll tell you, these two Novas were sitting there, and these guys are right from the town. And as soon as they heard Grudge Running, you know, that's when they said, you know, we never go back to Piedmont before, but now they heard Grudge Run. They said, hey, we just want to come out there and play around. We used to play in the street. Man, they had two money runs right there that day. It was sick.
Nice.
It was right away. Now they're coming.
It should be
a good one. Yeah, Austin, your lines, your mic's open. I see you hitting on.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out how to work this damn new phone. I couldn't end the call with him. I had to call back.
No problem. He said he's gonna call me in a second, though,
and I'm gonna get him on the line.
Okay, and I'm gonna try to get a hold of Gloria later on too. So I'm gonna try to get her to come up.
Yeah, all right.
She did some good hell of a driving, so, and she likes to race. You know, she's got a stock suspension Nova. conventional head, big block. On
well, you know, that's they all in the same camp, the red Mustang, the two red Mustangs in that Nova, the Ruler.
Okay.
The Ruler.
And she drives the Mustang, right? Doesn't she drive the Mustang?
She could drive any one of them.
Yeah. I mean, but she, for the money, she always drives it.
Well, actually, that race, she actually drives the Mustang, but for that race, it was stipped that the owner had to drive the red Mustang.
Oh, okay, okay.
We're
going to
be bringing our backhand car, too.
Oh, yeah, you got a Michael's car.
Godfather. Yeah, Mike's car.
Yeah,
we're going to bring that.
We got a 69 Camaro on 10-inch tires, conventional head, short deck on juice.
Yep.
And they'll be looking to run off, and so you can bring some of my. Matter of fact, what's the deal with the truck? Is he coming down?
What, Jay?
Game over?
Oh, you want to run Godfather?
Yeah.
I can talk to him. I mean, I don't really have them guys' numbers on dial. I don't talk to him that much, but I can, when I see him, I can ask him.
Yeah, because I know all those guys are talking about coming down that day. How about Crazy Horse? He's going to be ready?
You mean Crazy Man?
Crazy Man? Yeah, Crazy Man.
Well, the car just sitting in the shop. It's always ready.
I'm saying, but he's still coming. And I remember saying he's going to show up. He's coming. So I guess he wants to get back into action again.
Yeah.
I guess we've got to just shake off some
Willie.
Of the rust, that's all.
I'll call Willie tomorrow with the red truck from Philly, see if he wants to come down
okay,
with
great.
The small block.
Yeah,
I know,
that'll
Ma,
be a race
I think Mark and truck to trunk. Small block,
yeah,
small
be a good
block
race
stock
you.
Suspension trunk.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Marcus Thompson's
great
coming down with Red Bull.
Oh, wow.
So.
Okay.
I got a bunch of guys from Philly coming, so.
We got a Malibu, a G-body. He's looking forward to running a 23, any 23, stock suspension, one gun to one gun if anybody wants to do something too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, what's his name? Running for the law, whatever. What's the name of his car? You know what I'm talking about, right, Austin?
Who?
The green one.
Who? Oh, Ducking the Law.
Ducking the Law.
23. You should try to get hold of that Kung Fu Panda on Small Block Posse. He always looking for 23-degree stock block stuff.
Yeah, this guy's coming down with his 23-degree, and he wants to run. He says he'll run one kit.
That white Firebird, Kung Fu Panda or whatever, that white one
okay.
from New York. He always looking for 23-degree motor races. Might be able to hook that up. I don't know his name. I forget.
He's definitely.
Joe.
Joe, I know
the
Joe. Joe Mafiano.
Yeah. They're everybody, I tell you right now, there's a lot of cars that's coming out that said they're coming. They want to run. I know you're going to be out there this week at Englishtown?
I'm not going to be. No. No, I ain't making it.
I know you heard all the action supposed to be going on, right?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of action. I'd like to go up there and at least watch. I can't even make it up there. I got other stuff going on.
Yeah, you got Young Stang, he's racing. You got Racing Jason and Max, they're racing. You got Lance against Jason. That's going to be Jason's little brother, 10-5 Drew. I mean, there's going to be some racing. That's going
to
be.
Yeah, I'd like to see that one.
Young Stang coming to your
good.
Race, Joe?
He'll be there. They'll be there with Bud Light. They'll be with every car they got.
Nice.
That's what they promise you already. They'll be every car. They'll make sure. They're going to have them all. They love
you. Better
love
get them
beat
early.
Huh?
You better get them beat early.
Yeah, we're going to talk. Me and Larry's going to be talking about that later on. They're actually bringing Lamont's car. Lamont already said he's leaving before everybody. He said he ain't going to wait for the crew. He said, he's going to. He's trying to get there early.
Yeah, for real.
He's going to be bright and early. That's just in that one little crew there. You know, that's like 7-8 cars right there that they're coming out just in that little spot. And never mind the other part, you know, the other guys that's coming. So, you know, we got quite a bit of guys coming. The Long Island guys, the Long Island boys, they'll be there. You know, they're definitely coming.
Got to get Billy G down there.
Well, you know, we were talking the other day, and I was talking to him, and we were talking, Bin Laden, you know, I was talking to him. He says he thinks he's going to shake him out there and get it. Because I heard he said that he would run Pee-wee. And Pee-wee's going to be there. I know Pee-wee, you know, Pee-wee's going to be that B-50 grand. And they said if Pee-wee lock in, he'll run him. Now, Pee-wee said he would run him to the 8th mile at Virginia Beach, but if you go to Bud's Creek, he will run him the 1/4 mile.
Wow.
So I got to get those two together. And Bin Laden said lock it in, and he'll run him with Billy G's car. So,
that'd be good to see.
Yeah, I love it. I'd like to see that one myself. You know, I'm quite sure now Michael's going to be looking for anybody conventional head, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, conventional head.
That's how you want to run. Okay,
yep.
Conventional head, short deck on nitrous.
Yeah, that's how he sits, yeah.
All right. That's going to be good. I'm quite sure that, you know, those guys are trying their best right now, Donye and them. Those more guys are trying to come back up again.
Ah, okay.
I actually talked to them last night. And I'm saying, when they saying they're turning wrenches trying to get there, because they still got bad weather. They still had bad weather over there. Nothing ever broke over there.
Oh,
so
wow.
They had a problem.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
The weather's been really rough over there. But there's a few guys that they got a new Camaro that they're bringing that they're looking to run with. Street car, you know, everything on street tires, the whole bit, air conditioned, but they're looking. I'm waiting to see what happens with this. They got this Cadillac over here, and the kid, I don't know, he broke the transmission in the car. But Steph's got a
black
Cadillac
one.
Too, Seville. Steph's got the black one.
No, I think I seen Steph with a picture up on Facebook like a week ago.
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to get their race. Cadillac to Cadillac.
Okay.
So they're both Sevilles. One's a 2009 and one's a 2010. And they already, that's a good little race there. Very good race.
That's funny.
You know, and then if anybody's got a new car, we got a couple more. We got a Mustang, a new Mustang that's supposed to come from Chicago. But that one there, they will drive it. But they're looking to run hard money. So if anybody wants to run that, you got to, you know, 5 and better. That's what they're looking for.
Oh, I got you.
You know, they're looking for something with that new car. If anybody's got a new car that's looking for a run, they will definitely get that race. But as soon as you guys find out your date and everything for Cecil County, because there's a lot of other dates that's going on, and I'm kind of like, you know, I'm letting everybody tell what they got going so they can go ahead and put it out there. And it's closer because I know we're going.
Well, but I'm not sure.
You're not really sure?
Not 100%.
Yeah, so we probably might be hitting the same time. I think it might be, I'm not sure what our date is. We have one going in July, too. The Horsemen and me are down in Fayetteville, and we got some stuff going on over there too. But just give me the tape, and we'll actually make sure that we'll try to make sure that we ain't bumping heads, and we'll try to, you know. And if everything all works out, like I want to be able to come to yours. I never got to go to Cecil County the last time, and because I was in Chicago thing, but this one I want to make sure I make it there this time. I like to get the dates ahead of time. As long as we got ahead of time, then I won't commit myself to nobody else and show my support back to you guys.
I definitely appreciate it. Yeah, I'll find out and I'll send you a message.
Okay, perfect. Because I know I'm going to be bringing 3 cars out of my camp right now. I got, 3 cars out of my family. That's what I got So it's just me and my 2 sons will have cars. And, so we'll definitely be making more races. But I'm going to give this one more. I got to give one more call in. I know the guy's been trying to get in. You guys can hold on for a minute.
Yes, sir.
757-777. Your mic's open.
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Joe.
Not much. How you been? How's everything?
I'm doing all right. It's Weeby.
Oh,
yeah, what's
Weeby.
Going on, Weeby?
Hey, Pink Warrior.
Yes, sir.
I just got off the phone with APS. He said it's kind of a long ride for him to come to Maryland and then turn around and have to go to Alabama. But anytime you coming down south, that Michigan's got all the action it can stand.
Okay. So you're basically telling me he's a bitch.
Well, I mean, that's what he said. He just said he said he ain't going to go up to Maryland and then turn around and go to Alabama. He just said he don't want to do that 2 weeks in a row.
I'm just fucking around.
All right. Well, Weeby, what's going on with you, Weeby?
I ain't doing nothing, just chilling.
You got anybody you want to call out?
No, nah, they are scared. They're in the bushes. They need me to call them out. I wait for them to come out.
Oh, Lord. Who in the bushes? Tell me who in the bushes, because we might have cut some of these bushes down.
A Pink Warrior, Bad Storm, Tony Burns in that truck. Yeah, I need to keep going on.
I hope you show up on the 25th.
Man.
You want Tony Burns in that truck?
Yeah, that blue one.
Ooh-wee.
You better be there on the 25th.
Weeby, you said the Pink Warrior was in the bushes.
Yeah, you see, quiet. He ain't saying nothing.
I'm
he just
listening.
Said, he
I'm
said,
just...
be there on the 25th.
Be there on the 25th.
She gonna ride around on a moped on a four wheeler, stopping me to damn death.
I ain't gonna be on no moped. I'm a fat dude. I look bad.
He gonna be on a golf cart, a four wheeler, riding around. He don't want to do nothing.
I'll be looking for you.
He got action off the trailer. If he want to do it out the back door.
Out the off the trailer, at the back door?
Yeah, would you, at MR, damn right.
How much?
$500,000.
$1,000? You go, I'll shake down on you.
All right, sound like a plan. Yeah, you want to be the DP man?
No problem at all. So when y'all come right in the gate, y'all come straight to me.
Put $100 off for $1,000 off the trailer. Heads up, the back door.
You got it, Joe. My money is good.
All right.
No problem.
That's a lock.
Once I get in the gate, y'all going to get busy.
You got it.
Yep.
Is there any time
limit
that y'all want to go down?
Nah, I don't care. I'll wait on him. I know what my car going to do, so I'll wait on him.
I know what
your car going to
do, too.
Yeah, I know. You might be running around with your tail between your legs.
I think you just got caught in a bear trap.
Yeah, we're going to find out. We're going to get this over with.
You got that $1,000 off the trailer, $100 up, that's a deal.
Oh, man. That's what I'm talking about.
Now, if that race scares away Django, I'm going to be pissed off.
Now, you know what? I'm going to tell you something about what's his name. When he comes up, the rooster, he going to try to play that mind game thing to you. He going to try to talk junk to you. If he thinks he can't be, he's going to play that game. Yeah. He's good at that. I've seen that happen.
I got the best mouth out here on the north. I ain't worried about him.
Well, he called the mouth from the south now. I'm just letting you know. He's one of those men right there. They call him the mouth from the south.
It's gonna be a long argument then, because I don't give up on when it comes to shit talking. I'll go all night.
So, Weeby, so you said off the trailer.
Yeah, off the trailer.
Man, oh, man.
Your idea.
That seems to be the new fad now, you know, off the trailer. That's like wearing a pair of Michael Jordans. Off the trailer.
Oh, man. How's Dwayne? I ain't get to talk to Dwayne today. What's he been up to?
He's going all right. Taking care of some family stuff. He's doing all right.
All right, good. I should have gave him a call, but I know he should be out there that day, too. He should be ready.
Yeah, he's going. He's looking for a couple of people.
He's got the mistress coming up his ass.
You want him heads up with the mistress?
Yeah. A big block to a small block?
Yeah, you seen him get whipped by Young Sting, didn't you?
I seen it.
All right, so you can miss it, sir. No problem. It's always good.
Gas on gas?
You don't have no gas on this car.
I thought he said his new one had gas on it.
Oh, well, I don't know what his motive is. Well, you might need to talk to him about it, but the last time I seen the car, it had no gas on it, so I don't know.
I got you.
Okay. Well, it should be real interesting. So I got to write this one down now. So the Pink Warrior going to do a shakedown on Weavy.
He's going to get shook now.
He's going to get shook now.
Yeah, he's going to get shook. It ain't going to be no shake now. He's going to be all in.
I'll be there.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Where Austin at with his ruler car, too, they want to stick on me.
Oh, the ruler?
Yeah, he said he wants to stick the ruler on me.
The ruler.
I'm waiting on
the
call me now.
I'm
waiting on the call me now. He's trying to see if he's going to confirm coming up so we can go ahead and bring the Mustang and the Nova.
Now, which one you going to run, Weavy? You going to run the Mustang or the Nova?
He better stay away from that Mustang.
Yeah, I'm not afraid to run anybody, but I'm going to look at the car. I'm going to stick my neck out. I got about 75% knowledge of what the ruler got in it.
Let me tell you, the ruler has got a short deck conventional head, cast into a one carburetor, all steel car except the hood, stock suspension on 28. Mustang got a straight head small block, stock suspension on 28. You can get either one of you on if he comes up. I'm waiting for him to give me a call now. He says he's doing something right now.
What power out of that Mustang? Nitrous?
Both of them are nitrous.
Well, I ain't trying to toot my horn, but hell, if I beat one, I might as well try the other one too, huh?
You got to pick which one you're going to try first, because you might not want the other one.
Well, I got that Nova already on my mind. I don't like Novas, just letting you know.
Oh, man.
Well, like I said, I'm just waiting. He says he's busy right now. He's going to give me a call in a minute or two. I'm just waiting for him to call me and see what he's going to say.
Now, Austin, you and what's name I had to get it off, because I think y'all was talking about it too now.
Who?
Big Dwayne, the slut.
Oh, we not worried about that.
I'm
just letting you know.
You running with the truck, right, Austin?
Yeah.
You gonna run with the truck, right, Austin?
Yeah.
All right, that's what he wanna know.
Oh yeah. We gonna have a good day.
Is y'all coming off the trail on that
too?
Is y'all gonna come off the trail on that day?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what they wanna do.
Well,
okay.
I can't confirm that one. You got to talk to him on that one.
Yeah, we'll wait.
You're talking about the slut, right? The motor car?
Yeah.
I mean, it is what it is.
That's graduation.
Yes, sir.
You know, us Pete, my boys, we like to come off the trailer.
Yeah, but you ain't at home, though. You ain't on a whole different turf.
Well, I mean, we know we that's why we come off the track, because we know we got an excellent track. If MR is anything like I hear, it ain't going to be no good.
Yeah, that's a good track. It's a great track.
Yeah, you definitely ain't going to have to worry about hooking up. It's going to be definitely good.
It's going to be
interesting, because a couple of y'all already talking about coming off the trailer right off the bat and running, so we're going to see some action right away. So we ain't going to be waiting till the end of the day.
Well, you know what happened to me, my Joe. We got started early.
Yeah.
Only thing that stopped us is the damn rear braking.
Well, we be going to set it off right now. He going against the Pink Warrior right off the bat. He ain't going to mess around.
Yeah, he's moonwalking already, probably. He's out shopping for a white glove.
What, you said he moonwalking?
He's shopping for a white glove right now.
Hey, Pink Warrior, you might as well just call Josh up now, see if he come up there, because I heard Weeby wanted the bad storm as well.
Yeah, but he backed out, so
it's an excuse. He talks real good across this, this microphone or keyboard on the internet, but then when it comes down to it, and you cop please, like I'm the judge or something. I just wanted to raise him because of all his mouth that he was talking. So that's what it is.
All right.
Hey, two things about Weaver. I'm going to race, win or lose, and I'm going to have fun, win or lose.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. If you can't have fun, ain't no need doing it.
That kid, the mama here came over to the trailer at Fayetteville and said, I'll run you 5 for 5 right now with the pink car, heads up. And I said, put it up. And then he leaned into me and whispered, 2 for 2, right? And I said, no. And ever since he did that, I don't like him.
Oh, shoot. Wow.
He followed me around upstairs trying to talk, running. Then I tell him, I said, all right, well, come on. We got another run first. You know, it's different from you. My car was broke, sitting on jack stands, and, you know, he'd come by running his mouth. But then after I made a pass, then you hear crickets.
Well, I think it'll be hot and heavy that day.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'll be hot and heavy.
It's always going to be hot and heavy when you got a lot of people that just love to race. It's always going to be there.
Yeah, and then you
got to know your car. You got to have your tune. You got to know all your tunes. Look at the little charts. Look on everything and see what your car do when and where. You know,
I don't even use charts. I just see. I make a pass. I see the plugs. If it ain't burn up yet, I say, oh, hell, let's go back out there.
Oh, yeah, that's racing. I used to do that, too. But then, you know, you got to know where your car is at.
I still don't even know what my thing is at. Last time I ran was the very first pass on the truck, and I didn't even get a time split because it was a grudge race. I still don't know what it runs.
I know exactly what your truck runs. Slow.
Yeah, that's all it is. Slow.
Damn, Weeby. Weeby came on here hard, boy, tonight.
Nah, it's just, you know, Austin
Coolin,
we all cooling and racing, but, you know, he want to run my teammate, so I got to stand up and have my teammate back.
Tell me what the name of y'all group, because I got to make sure, what's the name of the group again?
Outlaws, Team Outlaws.
They're going to be Team Outran.
Yeah.
All right, well,
it's going to be a pink warrior and a pink mamba. It ain't going to be no black mamba, it's going to be pink.
I only got that color.
you and Austin going to be teammates.
I got my teammates. Listen, I told Austin we could run them with that small block car we got. That's a good race.
What, the mistress of the black mama?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be something I can see at the track. I have seen the car run. It's fast, I can't lie. But it's not that impressive. I mean, I just have to see how I'm running.
Well, you got action. Small block to small block.
Now I'm trying to get my buddy dead on you. I'm waiting for the ruler to call me.
That's fine. What's the name of the car again?
What?
The one your buddy with, the Mustang with the flames?
Nah, the Mustang, it don't have a name. It's just the red.
Oh, okay.
Well, if everything works out like it's supposed to be, it should be a
good thing. We're going to have to call that red Mustang a flame, though, because that's all she loves to do.
All right. Well, we're going to find out, because everybody's talking a good game. We're going to find out who's going to do what. Now, don't get me wrong. Now, you mess around. Y'all get out there and you don't want to do something, we're going to have to expose you like Post-Doc Joe be doing, people. We're going to have to say some fake races. We're going to have these awards.
Oh, listen, we be just stepped into a bear trap coming on here acting tough, trying to run me off the trailer. He wasn't expecting me to agree to that right away. I guarantee
you
that.
You know I'll back it up. If my car working good, I'll back it right up. You know that.
I know you'll go out and race. That's not the issue. It's all good.
Just,
it's only good on 2 years now. Huh? This race has been going on for 2-3 years now.
Yep. Now,
so y'all finally going to get it off.
And I'll be honest, the last two times it was on me. One, my carburetor messed up at Capitol, and then my starter went out at Fayetteville. Man, I tried to get everybody to help me with a starter. Matter of fact, Team Ray Lair gave me a starter to use, but it wouldn't work. So we took the starter off one of my teammates' cars, and it was, you know, I had to shim it up enough just so I could try to make a pass.
Yeah, okay. At that time, it was so late, man, and I seen the race right before that. I was like, that track went away. I was a little nervous. Just to go out the back door on that track at that late at night, I was a little nervous, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, that little $1,500, $2,000, $1,000 ain't worth wrecking your car and hurting yourself. You know what I mean?
Nah, not at all. That's why I said we'll get it in eventually. May 25th is your new date.
Yeah, that's your doom day.
Oh, I hear you.
Well, hopefully we can get it off about 2:33. Or maybe
I gotta run Django by 6, so I like to do it earlier. I mean, well, it's gotta be the first pass, so I hope it's real early.
Okay.
Well, I should get there about 1:30.
1:30?
Yeah.
What the fuck? I'll pick you up on the way.
Man, that's a Sunday, man. People gotta go to church.
You got church on? You got services on Saturday night. Don't even go there.
I gotta go pray that I whip you.
Listen, when I chop your head off, trust me, you're gonna be in church the next day. Everybody's gonna be viewing you, upset.
Yeah. All I know, there's a quarter mile, a long way to go.
It is a long way.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, everybody's been talking, and there's been a couple other people that we've been talking to, and they don't want to say their names yet. I can't really disclose them yet, but they want to make that little surprise entry because they want to come out and they want to run into the game now. They've been putting cars together. I mean, I got a guy right around the corner from me, hasn't raced in maybe, I'm going to say 25 years. He went out and bought him a car.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, what the heck you do? He said, man, y'all ain't going to be the only ones having fun. I'm going to get into the grudge game, too. He wasn't lying. He went out and bought a car. He said, come look at it. I was like, wow. I was like, all right. So that's a good sign. You got a lot of people coming
that's
back.
Cool.
You know, you got Porky and them guys. They're coming with like 5 or 6 cars out of their camp over there.
Yeah,
they got a few of them coming out, like 5 of them coming out of there over that little spot. Yeah, it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be a lot of stuff going on. Everybody's telling me they're bringing this one and this one, and
just pray for good weather. That's all you gotta do.
Yeah, we have good weather. You got Trayon from Virginia. All those guys are coming. So you know, Trayvon. You got Black and Mild. Those guys are coming. So we should have a good time. There should be plenty of racing, any bracket that you want, whether you're a motor car, nitrous car, turbo car, street car. I mean, they got something for you, so you could be able to do something. Even the farm trucks. Tiptoe went out and got him a truck. So he said he wanted to run one of the farm trucks. So I got to talk to Wolfpack and see if they're going to have that black truck ready. If they got that black truck ready, I think they're going to end up racing. So that's going to be pretty interesting. But we don't went over the time limit now, but I know they're going to close us out in any minute, any second now. But I know you guys, anything else, you guys got my number. If you want to call in, and call me ahead of time and you need to be a deposit man, there's no problem. Give me a call. If you want me to get a hold of somebody, no problem. Give me a call. I'll make sure we try to make it happen. But
get a priest over to Weeby. Get a priest over to Weeby's house late Saturday night so he can get to the track early on Sunday.
Well, you know, we have a. You know, look, they have a priest on Sunday out there. You know that, right?
Yeah,
Yeah, he was at the track. I kid you not.
You come over to my trailer.
Wow.
I'll preach to you.
I bet she preaching to me now.
Hey, just get early. I gotta make a couple hits after you. I'm done with you.
Uh-oh. Well, you got to make sure you guys call in next Monday, and we'll definitely situate everything is. And, Joe, make sure you give me all the dates and everything so we can – I'll let you just come on the show and tell them about your thing on Cecil County. We got to show some support there.
Appreciate it.
Also, yeah, we also got a couple things. In June 7th, we're definitely going out to Chicago. We're going taking a ride out there. A few of us are going. We're going to definitely be running around a little bit. And
nice.
Definitely give me that date, and we'll go from there.
You got it,
all right, so you guys take good care, and hopefully I'll be talking to you next Monday.
Yeah,
all right, take care.
And I'll call you tomorrow.
Okay, take care, Dwayne. Take care.
All right, Joe.
Okay, bye. All right, good night.